everybody, I'm here to say that Danish and O'Neill can make it. Nay, I said, that's the truth, it's no lie, so jump along the ride, don't feel shin high. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, and don't forget to say, hey, what up, Pete? Be a beach pony that's true and blue, B-22, we still coming for you. So raise your hands, put them in the air, you know we hold it down like Seagulls hair. At the park, or at the bay, or in the sauna, at the YMCA.
I used to tell the guys, and they said, well, can we come as hard as we can? I'd say, yeah, you go as hard as you can, but keep in mind, the harder you come, the harder he's coming back.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Yeah, that is definitely good advice. Isn't some guy sent us the thing from Australia. Seagal's coming to Australia to give a like a speech or a meet and greet or some
shit. Yeah, it was all sorts of, I think you could get like a steak dinner or something. It was like a dinner.
Like, can you eat it off his titties?
I think though you pay and it's he's on your tab.
You're basically taking him out to dinner.
Yeah, so it's like $4,000 for his appetizer.
No, he probably eats 15 dinners a night.
He goes to an Outback.
I gotta go. I got another dinner with some people.
I'd like 14 blooming onions.
I don't want the steak. I'm just here for the appetizers.
Do you have a blooming onion IV? I'm feeling weak.
Can you put my steak and a blooming onion in a blender? I'm going to drink it through a straw.
Speaking of Dillman, Lee left a nice review of Dillman's book on Amazon.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he said.
Did he read it? Is there any?
I think it was, you make it look dangerous. They love it. Something along those lines. So thank you, Lee. It was a 1-star review.
Jesus.
For Dillman's book.
That's my sensei.
Yeah, Bill Dillman.
Speaking of reviews, somebody left us a great iTunes review. It says, great podcast. I'm not supposed to listen to it at work anymore. I still do. My boss hates everything about these two idiots. His words. On the other hand, I can't get enough. They've reignited my love of Jankos and murderers. Keep them coming with a U.
Who's his boss?
I don't know, but
let's give his boss a shout out.
I can see him be like, who the fuck are these two idiots?
Let's win this guy over, or woman.
No, fuck.
He said his words, though.
Yeah.
It could be just her. Well, it can't be her pronoun choice if it's his.
Maybe you're saying it's a woman who identifies as a male boss?
Could be. I don't
what
know.
What if it's not even a... What if it's not even his real boss? It's just somebody who identifies as his boss.
What if it's just somebody he calls boss?
True. Boss Root. Maybe it's Boss Root.
It could be Boss Root.
Misspelled.
Could be Big Hoss.
He just misspelled that as well.
By the way, earlier I was at Courtney's father's house, and American Pickers was on the TV. He likes it, but he's kind of new to it.
Oh, so
it was it was an old school episode, and everyone in the room was shocked by my deep knowledge of American Pickers. I go, these two ladies have a big crush on Frank.
Oh, this is an old episode.
And they're like, wait, what? And I was like,
oh, is that the one we...
They were like, oh, Frank's real attractive. Oh, man.
Dude, were you like, you know what they should do? Probably bundle right here.
And then... I should have started gambling on it. Hey, what do you guys think that Frank's going to bundle some of these toys?
Frank always goes with the toys, that pervert.
Like, oh, this episode just came out last night. I've never seen it.
Dude, he's a big old pervert.
Who, Frank?
Franker. That's just my opinion.
That's a
this
legend.
Is not fact.
Yeah, that's
just
a legend.
An opinion.
That's an
buys a lot of toys.
That's an op-ed and a lot of oil cans. Remember they showed his apartment or house, and it was like a real, you had a motorcycle like in the bedroom.
Yeah, he was like, wasn't he working on it?
What, he had like cats and like just oil cans everywhere?
He
was
like he lived like an 80-year-old lady.
Like, this guy's a TV star. What's he doing? And he's living in Iowa. It's like, you know, Frank,
yeah,
spend a little couple dollars.
Dude, Gary Keeler made a ton. He's selling his house for $2.5 million.
Yeah, we got to get into that.
10,000 square feet.
Read that article. It's
pretty good.
It's a douche parade.
It's pretty good.
It's Gary at his best.
Yeah.
He's not slowing down, Gary.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not joined the Beach Cops, you are missing out, my friends.
Yeah, I mean, people on Twitter, people are being deputized.
This
$10 a month. A lot of deputies running around.
Some of these episodes are 2.5 hours long. It's some good quality. God, you're getting like 5 hours of this shit.
Granted, I stand to gain financially from it, but I'm going to say it's cutting edge podcasting.
Dude,
no one's doing anything like it.
You know what? I even though I upload it, I still subscribe and pay for it.
Do you want to know what the reborn baby craze is all about? You want to hear what Zach Lunch is getting into? Yeah. There's a lot going on.
He fucked a paper bill.
Yeah, there's a lot. Sure. There's a lot to it. It's a podcast that's done in the dark.
literally do it in the dark.
Literally done in a dark room. For no reason other than it needs to be done in a dark room.
I think it adds to it, though, because I think people are a little more open when they can't look another person in the eye.
That is true.
So we were going to do a video podcast, but it'd literally just be darkness.
Yeah, you wouldn't see anything.
You know, that could be an Adult Swim show. Just guys talking in the dark.
Dark room podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you haven't heard it, I would recommend checking it out. If you like this show, I'm assuming you do if you're listening to this. If you like Boner City, which I'm assuming you do if you listen to this.
It's the
if you
perfect
like DeWitt
hybrid.
On this show, yeah. Which I'm assuming you do if you listen to this.
You got
to
hit it up.
I would check it out.
Take a look. It's on Patreon. Just put in Beach Cops. You'll love it.
Seems like I would say it's a very high laugh per minute ratio.
Dude, I listened to it. Because I have to adjust the levels because I don't know, part of me wants to just bring our equipment in there. I don't know what the fuck's going on. So I have to adjust everything. But I listened to it even though I was there and I cry laughing at shit where I go, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's a lot of unexpected turns and twists and just bizarre behavior.
I heard when Zach said, do you think that Sizzler would allow you to buy another meal for a doll? And we're like, no, Zach. We won't allow you to spend money. For 5 minutes, we just shit on him and his lack of knowledge of how business works. I was fucking dying. So
check it out, guys. Check it out. What do you also need to check
out?
But
we need to also say that this podcast is also sponsored by Beach Cops. Yes. Just want to get that out of the way. We're being paid to say this.
I want to announce in a few minutes as I'm going to work on a new sponsor for this podcast.
Okay, what do we have?
I'll tell you in a few minutes. It's a teaser.
Also, fucking Super Bowl time, ladies and gentlemen.
The two teams, I don't know if this is the first time ever that both the AFC and NFC championship, both overtime games.
Dude, I still don't know what either of those fucking things are.
Rams versus the Patriots rematch of the 2001 game. Close
2001.
Game.
2001? Well, that was back when they were in San Diego. Or no, the Rams.
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
So you got their Eleanor Kerrigan's team. Not sure why. She's not from us. L.A. or
St. Louis. I
thought
she's Philadelphia Eagles.
Some reason the Rams are her team? Maybe because she likes getting rammed so hard. Yeah,
take this ram horn in your butthole.
But it's an interesting storyline. You got Sean McVay, the Rams coach, who looks like a porn star. He always has a 5 o'clock shadow.
He lives in L.A. He probably did dabble.
But he shaves the beard into like the 5 o'clock shadow beard, so it's just always at that level.
Just takes it down to like street level.
And he's super young. I want to say he's like 34, 35.
Fuck.
People. You have him and a young quarterback, Jared Goff, versus the old guard, big old titties Belichick.
Yeah.
And Brady. So it's a lot of storylines going.
Where are they playing?
It's in Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta, you mean? So
get on BetDSI. Use the promo code DO101. You can bet on all sorts. You can bet on the fucking length of the national anthem. You can bet
can
on.
Can you really?
I mean, yeah, it's one of the
holy
prop bets.
Holy shit.
I'm sure you may even.
That
be able,
I would be into.
You may be able to that. Bet on. I think you can bet on like if the what team wins, if what color the Gatorade would be if the coach.
Oh, seriously? I like that.
Maybe you can bet on will Adam Levine's dingus pop out of his jeans during the halftime show.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. Well, yeah, so go on there, DO101. DO101. Hit it up. BetDSI.
You got college basketball going on. March Madness isn't too far around the corner. NBA games, if you like betting on random things.
If you want to get crazy. That horse shit.
But yeah, get on there. DO101. You can bet on all sorts of crazy shit.
We should talk about this fucking UFC, this goddamn shit show.
It's a travesty. What's happening?
Greg Hardy, if you don't know who he is,
I didn't even see the fight, by the way, because you have to get something called UFC Plus. How much greed is Dana White going to display?
So they said
he just fucked over every casual fan.
Do you know? So you can watch every game, football, basketball, baseball, even the ones that aren't aired, you know, you pay for the apps and stuff. I guess you can get all of those sports for a yearly sum of like $900. If you get every pay-per-view UFC, it's over $1,000. And now they're tacking on this fucking ESPN shit.
I have cable because Courtney watches some programs. And we have ESPN.
Oh, and they don't have it.
No, you have to buy UFC.
Oh, you have to get the fucking app.
Yes, there's UFC Plus on ESPN.
My God.
or ESPN Plus, whatever the fuck it is.
Dude,
you have to pay. It's $50 a year, or something.
I think it's $5 a month or something. Because that Josh Martin got it, and he's like, I have to fucking pay for this now too.
But even the card's not even like that great.
Dude, Greg Hardy was the co-headliner. The guy's never fought in the UFC. Has 3 pro fights.
And he's a woman beater.
I know. So if you don't know, he played in the NFL, and then he
basically was thrown out.
Some people say that he definitely, but some people are still saying allegedly beat.
Yeah, I think he's pretty definite.
It was bad. And yeah, people also
threw a woman on a bed full of guns or something crazy.
And he also, he choked her, and she's like, he kept saying, I'm going to fucking kill you. So he goes into this goddamn fight. By the way, he's a total novice still.
And Dana attacked Ariel Helwani. Like, how dare you say he doesn't deserve to be in this? It's like, he has every right to. Dana, you get your fucking hard on down for Ariel Helwani, dude.
Yeah, Chill out. Everybody loves Ariel Helwani.
He seems like a fucking professional guy. Like, relax.
And so what does Greg Hardy do? Round two. So he wins round one. Round two, he's fucking losing. And this guy that he's fighting, Crowder. Is that his name? Crowder?
I saw a highlight. I didn't even see the fight.
I watched the fight on YouTube. So he's going in. He starts beating him.
I saw what he did.
He starts taunting him. He's talking shit. He's like, come on, bitch. He's fucking. And then he just lands this huge combo on Hardy. And then he fucking goes down for a takedown, fucks it up, and he's on both knees.
Oh, it was so blatant.
And then he picks up one knee. He fucking grabs his head and knees him in the face.
Wasn't even close.
He's 265 fucking pounds.
DQ'd. Good job, yeah. Dana. Good great. Booking.
Yeah, did you hear Dana what he said about it? He goes, I liked what I saw in that fight. He's a real fighter. He's definitely getting another shot.
Everything I read was how bad the fight was.
You gotta be kidding me. He has no cardio.
People said both fighters weren't great. That's what I saw. They said neither deserved to be like a co-headliner of anything.
Not at all. But I like that guy, though, when he started talking shit and he got into it, and then he started fucking teeing off on him.
I love that Cejudo whipped Dillashaw. I don't like Dillashaw.
Dude, it was questionable.
I saw the stoppage. He was a little out, but it looked like he could have let it go. A couple fights before then, they let fucking guys get hammered out.
I think maybe somebody said something like, dude, you got to... Yeah, that was... I don't think Dillashaw should be as pissed off as he was, but I get it. He was a little rocked, but he could have definitely kept it going.
Did you happen to see? Oh, you probably didn't because you weren't watching it. I watched the undercard. They played this TJ Dillashaw, Stephen Thompson commercial for Van Heusen dresswear for Kohl's.
The fuck is Van
Heusen? Sponsored by ESPN. It's like dress shirts and pants.
They played budget.
I was like, UFC is sold out so hard at this point. You're doing Van Heusen ads for button-down shirts?
But, dude, I mean, I get that the heavyweight division is that shallow, but, like, you're a big company now. You have ESPN. Why go? You know why they wanted? Because they wanted that crossover, an NFL guy that everybody remembers fighting. But, like, what was it worth? It wasn't worth it, man.
Well, and you can't go after a guy like Nick Diaz and say, oh, if he beat a woman, you bring in a guy who did beat a woman.
Also, Nick Diaz?
Didn't do it.
He didn't do it.
Yeah, he got off in court.
Yeah, and everyone proved that the check, I guess, was a lie. This is what I'm hearing.
In court, it got thrown out.
This guy paid off his girlfriend, and she goes, well, I'm not going to testify anymore because we came to a financial settlement.
No, and I mean, by all accounts, this guy basically was blackballed by the NFL.
Like, people said the look on his face was insane in the fight, and that people were like, his face was nuts. He looked out of his mind.
I'm sure he is like a fucking maniac.
Dude, nobody... Look, if you're in a fight at that, and there's even like a question, like you don't pull the trigger on something like that. You know. I mean, that's the most flagrant thing I've seen.
Yeah, it was good to see Donnie Cerrone, really. He looked crisp. Great hands.
He's going to fight Connor. Connor basically agreed to it.
I accept with that fight. It's like, oh, okay, if it's fucking the king.
Well, dude, he needs something right now. He's like, I need a guy that's not
that'll stand and fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Khabib.
And Cerrone just keeps talking about his son. He claims he's like Stallone and over the top. He said when he kissed his son in the last fight coming down the octagon, something clicked that he's never felt.
Wow.
He said it's primal. He's fighting for his son's livelihood.
Dude, I mean, he spends a lot of money. He might need all of this. This will be, that Connor fight will be big.
He said after the fight, hey, man, this is 40th fight under Zuffa. I need a round of applause. 40th fight. Fuck. And he had fights. Does that count?
That's WEC. WEC? Yeah, that's, no, but WEC, they bought WEC.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
didn't they? They didn't have anything to do with WEC before that, right? Because they bought it and then folded it in.
Yeah, I think
probably
so.
Got 50 fights.
Yeah, he's had a lot of fucking fights.
Man,
He's what, 35, 36?
I don't know, dude. The UFC and the road they're taking since they went with WME and this fucking Greg Hart. Like, why not? How many times does somebody have to fuck up?
By the way, a woman on that card was a victim of domestic abuse. She said she was fine with it, but what are you going to say? No, I'm not?
That's what Ariel Helwani. Yeah, I know. I mean, she's also like...
You're in a bad spot.
But they're fighters. There's like a thing of like, I can handle anything. I don't give a fuck.
And it's like, if you say no, it's like you look, you know...
It affected her, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's like...
How could it not?
I'm sure you're not like, yeah, I fucking love being on this car with a fucking domestic abuser.
Did you hear him? Like, the Greg Hardy excuse was great. He's like, I mistimed it, one, which is ridiculous.
It.
Yeah, it's like, what, he wanted both knees completely flat on the ground.
Jesus.
Instead of just one and a half. But he goes, look, I'm not a cheater. You could ask anybody. That's not me. And I was like, no, I don't give a fuck if you're a cheater. That's not what this is about. This is about like the fact that you don't give a fuck about people's lives and you beat the shit and you did an illegal move. Probably because you were pissed off.
He's like, I didn't cheat on my girlfriend. I beat her. So yeah, you can ask her.
Dude, he goes, that's not me. Ask anybody, man.
I'm a
anybody
good guy.
That knows
like,
me. Hey, you piece of shit.
And Dane, it's a weird guy to be like, I'm going to take up for him.
Dude, he could have got that one-armed guy.
Anybody, yeah.
And that guy was actually a decent fighter. He lost that fight, but he's a good fighter. He could have brought him in. I would have rooted for that guy all day long.
What's insane about a guy like Dana White is like, I refuse to have Ben Askren in my organization just for no other reason than I think he's boring. But it's like, hey, this guy who's beating a woman definitely deserves a shot.
Dude, they have no heavyweights. He's desperate, I guess.
No, and I think he's just trying to, he's turned into what he said he never would.
That's him. Just, you know, that's
he's
him
just
always,
grasping
though.
At straws. Yes.
Because remember, every time he's like, well, I'm not going to do... We would never have a women's division. Then 6 months later, they have a women's division.
He was the sport's greatest ally. He's becoming the sport's greatest enemy.
Really
he's,
is.
He's overstayed his welcome, I think, in the job.
He really is.
Now, Courtney and I were saying we can't see really any fights now without the Fox fights.
So the fight pass is done?
I would guess.
It's crazy.
I mean, the fights aren't on Fox. It was all through Fox.
Jesus Christ.
So it's like, and all those fights on regular Fox was just you get Fox on cable. That's
dude,
the deal.
My thing is like, why not just stay with a brand? Now everybody has to fucking jump.
When ESPN, it's like, you're owned by Disney. Like, they're greedy as, you know, it's like, how many different ESPN things do you need?
I was talking to Tebow, Stephen A. Smith, who said...
Oh, he's horrible.
Who said the MMA isn't a real sport, is now the commentator.
When he's the
yeah,
most,
they said it's...
He's also the most annoying guy in the world.
He said it sucked. He's like, dude, listen to this fucking guy.
I was fast-forwarding, but I didn't watch the actual fight, so I don't have that stupid fucking app.
But yeah, because they're like, DC's great.
Yeah, he's good. Anik's good.
Anik's great.
Trevor Whitman, I didn't love. He was the guy I used to work with, Greg Jackson. He was like that dorky guy with the crew cut.
Wait, he's an analyst?
He's
now?
Like the sideline. They like go to him to like, hey, what'd you think of what the corner man just said? And he's like very bland.
No. Well, they got rid of that really good guy who was an ex-fighter.
Who fell? Oh, Jimmy Smith? Yeah, he is good.
And they're like, no, we only want UFC guys now. I was like, Jesus,
he was
dude.
Good. I thought he was really good.
He was great.
Oh, so he's gone forever?
Yeah, they booted him.
What? He was good. I thought like if anyone could succeed Rogan, it would be him.
Yeah, that's what everyone thought too, but they're like, no, we're just going with UFC guys only. Huh. Like, they'll probably try to get Bisping in there. They'll probably try.
Paul Felder's in there who I don't really enjoy. Much.
Dude, the problem is you're going to get guys like, you remember we used to watch HBO boxing and you have some guy who's like an ex fighter who can barely talk?
Yeah, it's like
who's
insane.
Punchy as fuck.
You're like, wait, what?
You're like, wait, what is he saying? I can't understand him.
Yeah.
And some of these guys eventually probably are going to get to that point. So it's like, why not keep an outside guy?
So, sad. It's a sad time, I think, for the UFC, in my opinion. But bet on the fights on BetDSI.do 101.
Dude, there are two documentaries out right now about that fucking Fry Festival.
Is it Fry or Fire?
Or Fire. I don't know why I keep calling it Fry. Yes, it's the Fire Festival. It's spelled with a Y.
The Fry Festival was Guy Fieri did it in the late 90s.
That was at Steven Seagal's backyard
Daytona
every
Beach.
Sunday.
Welcome to the Fry Festival.
Yeah, I've got plenty of dipping sauces.
I brought my fry into the carnival they stole from me.
Dude, so do you remember what it was?
Yeah, it was that big concert venue in what, an island somewhere?
It's supposed to be a Pablo Escobar's an island that he owned.
And it was all the influencers like Kylie Jenner. Dude, is that who? They all like said, hey, all these rich, y'all rich, you guys need to go to this. This is great. It's unbelievable.
I'm getting tired of the term influence.
Oh, it's horrible. I've heard it in it LA, is. Like in everyday life. And I'm like, don't ever say that in front of me again.
It's worse than viral. It's fucking
influencer. Isn't anyone an influencer who gets someone to do something?
Yeah. It's fucking bizarre.
It's like, I got a girl to fuck, you know, like, I had a girl go on a date with me. I'm a real influencer. Congrats.
So there's two documentaries. One's on Hulu, one's on Netflix. I watch both. I recommend that you watch both. They both have a different perspective on the same event. But basically, it boils down to this. There's this fucking con man, and his name's Billy something.
Like,
and
Billy McGonnell or McDonald?
McFarlane.
Oh, like, McFarlane.
And so he starts some credit card thing. It's like this, basically, you remember those black cards we used to get? We worked at Yummy.
Yeah, yeah.
And so basically, it's that. It's made out of basically sheet metal, and it makes you feel like you have a black card, but you could put your actual credit card, like the magnetic strip on that card.
Oh,
and so you can use it, but it's like, all it is, so
it's
is
like
an
a cell
ego
phone
thing.
Case almost.
No, it's like a black card, only it's not a black card. But like, you his whole thing was like,
but it like, does it encase your card?
You no, no, it's actually just the card. It's like a metal card.
Okay.
And then they just take the strip, you know, basically, yeah, the only thing you need of the credit card.
Okay.
And they apply it to the back of this, so it's basically, it's like the poor man's black card.
Got it.
So basically, you can like throw it down on the table and it makes a clink and everyone's like, whoa, what's that? Shittiest gimmick ever. This guy supposedly made millions off of it, but when reality, people were super unhappy with their service. Like, they said you could get tickets for concerts in advance. You could get all this shit, but it turned out to be a con job. And so basically, based off of his success of this, he got with fucking Ja Rule. And
he was a big part of this festival.
Dude, Ja Rule's a scumbag.
So I've heard. I don't know much about him.
He's a fucking... So basically, he goes, look, I want to put on this thing. It's going to be the new Coachella. We're going to do it on an island that Pablo Escobar owned. By the way, no infrastructure on this island whatsoever.
What's the island called? Does it have a name?
It was some sort of... it had some name.
There are
name,
people who live there full-time?
No, but there's pigs on the island. Like Pablo Escobar's old pigs. They swim in the ocean and they fucking bite your nutsack and stuff.
Jesus.
It was terrible. So, but,
are they part of the festival? They're like, swim with pigs. It's like the Bay of Pigs. Come on.
Dude, when you watch this, you realize how easy it is to con anybody with money into stuff. So basically, he just sets up a weekend photo shoot with like all of these models.
Hot, yeah, women, sure.
That Haley Baldwin chick, basically every...
Haley Bieber, how dare you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Every model from Instagram... They bring them all there, like 10 of them.
Was Bushman's daughter there?
No, but Bushman was there.
Oh, yeah. I love the Fyre Fest. I did comedy.
Ja Rule.
Yo, Ja.
So basically, all they do is go there, party with these chicks, probably bone some of them.
Sure, cocaine was flowing.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they were drunk. And so they hired a camera crew to film it all, to put together like a sizzle reel for this festival.
Which I'm sure looked unreal.
So then they did it, and then they paid... Kylie or what? Kendall Jenner? Which one has the most?
Kylie
Jenner, $250,000 to do their emblem, which was just like an orange square. And
she made it, or she?
No, to like post it, because that's how much she gets per post. And so now everybody's like on board with this. But the problem is, they have 4 months to build an entire fucking civilization to that. Bathrooms, catering. They were selling 300 villas for like anywhere from like $500,000 to $200,000.
So who's going? Just like socialites.
Dude,
and the rich of the
every
rich?
Every rich fucking white asshole that's a millennial. You know, every doucher that uses the term influencer is basically
so
there.
So just like people who want to be up and coming Instagram people and YouTubers, I'm sure, who make money. And
also, they promise like all the highest level Instagram and Twitter people.
Hunter Fieri.
Guy, there is like a, I think there was a guy named Hunter in there. So they promise all these people like villas, and they do a sketch of these villas before they even have them built. And then basically,
I remember seeing what was promised and what was delivered on Twitter when it happened. Like, the sandwiches were like prison style cheese and bread with tomatoes.
And dude, this guy,
they said like it's gourmet food. It's 5-star.
And so basically, this guy, like, the bill for this, just starting out, is like $38 million. He doesn't have any of it. So he used to do this thing where he would sell tickets, like scam tickets, like to the Met Gala, which, by the way, you can't buy tickets. So he would just fucking, he was conning people constantly. And he got all of these people that had money to pour money into it. It's insane. At one point, there was this guy who was an event promoter, and he's like an older guy. He's super well known, and he probably makes a ton of money. And customs in fucking Jamaica withheld like all this shit that they needed because they didn't fucking give them $175,000 bribe. So he called this guy and he goes, look, dude, I need you to go there and suck this custom official's cock.
I saw that on Twitter. That people were like, this is insane. This that like they're insane. Like the whole festival, like some guy's like, I'm gonna suck a dick to like make it happen.
I give this guy credit.
The guy was like an old man, wasn't he? I saw a picture of like a white haired man.
Yeah. Like, he goes, he was gay, and he's like, dude, I can't believe you admitted to it, but he goes, look, things got so bad that I go, all right, and I drove, I brushed my teeth, I used some mouthwash, I went over there to go suck this guy's dick. It was like the lowest point of his life.
Is that a move? Do gay guys brush their teeth for the dick sucking? If you don't like, I guess if you don't, if you're not going to kiss, what's the matter?
I don't know. I guess just
as like
make sure you don't have a bunch of film on your tongue.
Just the courtesy.
It's so basically the long story short is like they're like 3 weeks away. They don't even have anything built. They end up using FEMA tents. There's not even transportation.
Or John Little was there.
Dude, they promised private, like by private, I mean small twin engine airplanes that hold like six people would fly you to this event. By the way, it was supposed to be 6,000 people. How the fuck? How many flights would you have to take to get six people at a time at 6,000? And so also they had to move from that island because the guy who was basically letting them use the island, and instead this dude claims that he bought it, but he didn't really. He goes, I don't want it to be known as Pablo Escobar's island because that has a bad connotation. I want it. And so he kept advertising. He goes, all right, you guys are kicked off this. So basically they go to Sandals, Jamaica, that island, and they make it look like that in pictures. But really, it's just part of a giant tourist area that's undeveloped. It's fucking fascinating. I wish there was a third documentary on it. This guy is such a piece of shit that I just could not. The Hulu has interviews with him. And Netflix doesn't have interviews with him because Hulu actually had to pay him. And Netflix said they didn't want this guy to profit
off of this.
What's
he doing now?
He's doing this fucking ticket con job again.
He's back?
Well, no, he went to prison for 6 years. But right before it, he got this guy to be a new face of a new company. And basically, he was sending all the people who had the email list off the fucking Fire Festival. He was sending them, get tickets to Beyonce for like $200 front row. And it
Why
was all a con
ever,
job.
Why would anyone ever listen to this guy again?
Well, 15 people paid him over $150,000.
Jesus Christ.
They said he's an unbelievable salesman.
I got to check it out.
He's a sociopath. I recommend watch fucking both of them. It doesn't matter what order you do it in. It was like one of those things where I was like, dude, this is just, I can't get enough of it.
I think this is, I saw this. I could be making this up, but I think Seth Rogen was writing a movie kind of loosely based on that sort of scenario.
Oh, I think you're right. Like, wasn't it him and Franco or something? Franco was going to play the guy.
And I think, like, I don't know if it was like based on the events of like this crazy festival gone wrong. Like,
Franco would actually play a good of this guy. He's just like, the dude's, he's charismatic, I guess, but he is a good salesman. You could tell by the way he's pitching things.
Was he there?
He was there the whole time, just drunk, partying.
But like while it was all going to shit?
Yeah. Dude, because they didn't pay any of the local crew money. So there was hits put out on people. People had to be smuggled off the fucking island. Because basically that
night...
Yeah, weren't
like people just trying to get out of there?
Dude, they locked them in the airport because they didn't want all these people roaming around. They literally chained the doors to the airport closed. At one point, they load on a plane and there's one too many people. So the pilot's like, everybody off. Somebody's on here illegally. So once they found that, they got everyone back on the plane. And then the pilot goes... By FAA rules, we have now been on the clock too long, so now we can't fly until like 8 hours has passed. So everybody had to get off the fucking plane again, and they couldn't get home.
How many influencers were just like, I'm sure, crying? This sucks.
Oh, dude, it was great watching these people.
I want to go home.
I got to admit.
Daniel LaRusso when he throws his bike in the dumpster.
Dude, one girl, they have video of the school bus. That's what ended up picking the people up from the airport, a school bus.
A small short bus?
It was
get in, guys.
At one point, when they pull up and they see that they're old FEMA tents that they're living in.
It sucks.
Yeah, they go, some girl's bawling in there. And I go, you fucking idiot.
Like, ew, tents? This is gross.
No, dude, she was sobbing, crying.
She goes, this is always keeping it. I can't even post this on Instagram.
Dude, and then at some point, that dude who's running it, Billy, because they're living in like a little villa. And now everyone's marched up to his door. There's like 300 people. He comes out, stands on a table, and he goes, everybody just find a tent and take it. And then it turns into Lord of the fucking Flies.
Yeah, I saw some Asian guy said he was like stabbing people.
Oh, that guy was laughing. I go, you're a fucking
asshole. Who admits that on camera?
Dude, these fucking, I want to say that everyone they're got what they like, deserved on this.
They're all probably like, you know, have millionaire parents, I would guess.
Dude, if you're spending like $6,000 to go to this.
Yeah, you have a lot of money.
And it's fucking bizarre. I feel bad for all the locals. All the locals, none of them got fucking paid.
I heard there was like, I kept seeing this like restaurateur's picture who got like fucked, this black woman.
Black lady? Yeah, yeah. Dude. I felt, she
People were like, we need to start a GoFundMe to like help this woman out.
Dude, the caterer that they had for the event, they fired like 2 days before because the second in command.
It was Guy Fieri, wasn't it?
No, it was the second in command's like, I wanted sushi. I wanted this. Yeah, I wanted that. He didn't give me a tasting menu. And I was like, oh, fuck, dude, you're fucked. And that's how they got cheese sandwiches.
Jesus. Speaking of caterer. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, yeah, I was just going to say, I'm going to watch it again just to see what a piece of shit this guy is.
I'm going to watch it.
And by the way, this guy, when he gets out of prison, will probably start another company and make a ton of money.
People will, yeah.
Because people don't give a fuck.
So Courtney was out and out and about. She likes the West Hollywood area. If you're unfamiliar, it's a pretty high homosexual stomping ground. And she was out and about there, saw a restaurant. I could not believe that there's a place that is called this.
What's it called?
Cock Dog.
Cock Dog?
Cock Dog.
Oh, Cock Dog.
K-O-C-K Dog. Oh, wow. It's
Not even like, I would have even gone with like a K-O-C-H.
Yeah, like Ed Koch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Koch
yeah,
dog.
Koch. It's just cock, straight up. Oh. I'm assuming legally they couldn't do it with a C. It's like, oh, it's a K. It's I don't know what their explanation for that was. It's like what is it, what they say a cock dog is.
I bet it's some guy's name. It's like, that's it.
It's Bob Cock.
Tony Cock.
Yeah, they're like, you got to change your name legally. We're going to get fucked.
Maybe his name is Cock. Who knows?
This is their website. I don't think it is. It says, our mission is to combine fun and natural food to fulfill your guilty pleasure, which leaves a taste that you will never forget.
What?
Here's some of the cock dog signatures. You got the cockalicious.
Jesus Christ.
You got the cock.
Wait, what's in the cockalicious?
It's grilled onion and bell pepper, mushroom and tomatoes with looks like a dogger in there.
What makes it cockalicious?
I think just the juicy flavors bursting in your mouth.
I love me some cock dog.
Oh, I'm sponsored. I'm yeah. Cock dog. I am the I am the
I'm the head cock around here.
They got the cock a spaniel. It's grilled onion and bell pepper, jalapeno.
It sounds like they're all the same.
Cilantro and avocado.
There's not that much you can do with dogs.
They got the cock a doodle, the bacon and cheddar cheese and the sauerkraut. It says right here you can double penetrate your bun for an additional $2.69. This is insane. This is real. This isn't a joke. Sounds like I'm making this up.
I gotta be honest with you. I would go there just to try it out. What if it's a great hot dog?
I might put one in my ass.
I want to DP this fucking hot dog right now.
I want one in my mouth, one in my ass. What's that cost? They got the original cock dog. What else do we got? They got the veggie dog, which I told Courtney I thought they should have gone with veggie.
Yeah.
Like if you switch it up.
But I could see that people being like, I'm not going to order a vag dog.
They have the pork Italian, which I thought they could have done a little more with.
There's a lot you could do with that.
Especially in the cock world.
Also, isn't it a sausage? You get a pork sausage.
Yeah.
In there?
They got the cock stroganoff bowl. It's a choice of two sausages.
Like, dude, if you're gonna double down on this title, which they've clearly had, then you got to, everything's got to be fucking crazy.
By the way, every price is $69 on the cent. Everyone. The cock combo is $12.69.
Dude, this is like a restaurant we would start.
I think we may have.
Farts. Farts burger stand.
You can get the cock trio platter. Three sausages, five side toppings.
What the
This is insane.
Read the Italian one again. Why'd they drop the ball on this?
It says planning a fun event, such as a bachelorette party, a bridal shower. Our crew and stuff will make sure you get a service you deserve.
And stuff. They just want to put stuff in there?
Yeah.
So, was it a big place? Or is this a fucking...
I think it's just like a small... You know
who the fuck's going there for the bachelorette party?
I don't know. Like, I'm sure they do crazy stuff.
Dude, why didn't they do like a cock hound?
What, for a dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like
the Italian, they really dropped the ball.
Cock in your bun.
Yeah. Why don't they do a cock and balls? Like meatballs,
that's a good
cock, hot dog, and then two meatballs on the ends.
Yeah, it's a good idea. We should call him and pitch him some ideas.
We really should. Dude, why don't you do something between the buns?
I wonder how they feel about
A
deep fried cock?
Yeah, deep fried cock maybe? Or like a deep, how about like a...
What about a big girthy cock dog? What about
a wide cock?
What about a dog cock dog?
Oh yeah.
Like
old dog cock. Well, you could do something where it's like a deep penetration dog.
What does that mean? It goes like deep into the bun or something?
Yeah.
Or maybe into a pita?
Oh, maybe it's into like a loaf of bread. It's not like cut open. It's almost cooked around the dog.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I mean, this guy, whoever's doing this, they should have consulted us on this.
They should have done like a corn dog seems like a no-brainer in some fashion.
What about the diarrhea dog?
What's that?
It's a chili dog.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Or like something. What's something you could say where, you know, you pull your wiener out and it's got some duty on it?
The shit dick?
Yeah, the old shit dog.
The shit dick dog? The Cleveland Steamer?
How about shit dog shit? Like almost like sit, but it's shit.
Cock dog shit?
What the fuck? Cock.
It's insane that people had to go to like lawyers, they had to make an LLC, they had to have a business plan.
Dude, your fucking paycheck probably says cock dog on it.
I might get a job there. Welcome to cock dog. Home of the cock dog.
You have to wear a fucking outfit.
What do you think the outfit is? A dog chain and nipple rings?
Dude, I don't know. I hope it is. I hope you take an order behind the counter and you're in like a fuck swing.
How do they not have a cockwurst?
Yeah, dude, this guy's really... How about a cock best instead of a worst?
That's true, too.
There's a lot of fucking shit, man.
You want the best of the worst.
I feel like he had a good title, and then he just fucking got lazy.
Yeah, he kind of... The cock stroganoffs, he could have done better.
You need balls. You should also, instead of... It should be like a cock and pubes, something with...
Like a hairy cock with like shaved vegetables or something?
Yeah. You could put the onions.
Yeah.
Could be the pubes.
That's true.
Pube dog. Pube dog sounds like a rapper.
Snoop Dogg's nephew. Cock dogs.
It's a good find. She didn't eat there though.
No, she did not have the cock dog. And is she saving it for next time?
Was there a lot of people in there?
I don't think so.
You better have a good hot
it's
dog.
It's like right on the corner of Robertson, I think. Robertson and Santa Monica. It's right in the heart.
Oh, that's really in the heart of it.
Yeah,
all.
It's right in the swing.
Yeah.
Like during gay pride events, that cock dog is going to be.
Yeah. That's right next to.
Overflowing.
What the fuck is the name of that? What's that club?
Salt and Straws, the ice cream pump.
Now, what's the big one down there?
Oh, Rage?
Yeah, there's another one. One where Earl goes.
Yeah, Earl's a regular. A bunch of those.
He goes, I don't hang out here a lot. And then you walk down the road with him, and everyone's like, Earl, hey, guys.
Earl, you want your regular drink? I did a show here once. I never knew they did comedy at some of these venues.
Dude, that was
great. Cool.
But we filmed that Windy City Heat pilot.
Yeah.
And we did, where did we film inside of?
It was like a rodeo-themed gay bar.
Yeah.
I don't know the name of it.
And as soon as we walk in there, every bartender was like, Earl!
It was Earl's cheers.
And he's like, guys, I did a show here once.
Be cool.
And we're like, dude, we don't care. Like, just fucking, like, you act like you have to defend yourself. Like, we have no issue whatsoever.
Yeah, congrats.
Just fucking be open with us. Don't lie to us.
Why is Cockdog not on Twitter? Disappointing. That seems like a missed opportunity, too.
Yeah. That does seem like a missed opportunity.
Well, good luck to Cockdog. And if, you know, we'd love to be affiliated with you in any way.
Yeah, well, fuck it. How about this? We will give them free shout-outs for free cock dogs.
By the way, these dogs, $8.69.
Dude, way
too
much.
Rip.
That might be why they're not making any money.
That's a huge ripoff.
Dude, here's my problem.
How do you not have an S&M, a sauce and mayo dog?
I know. Yeah. This fucking. You got to have a cum dog.
You need a dominatrix dog where they whip it at your face.
Or call it a cum boy. Like... Hey, like you're talking to the dog, and it's just layered with mayo. It's in all mayo.
You can do a cucumber dog.
Cucumber. I won't pay over $10 for a hamburger. That's pushing it, and I'm not paying $8 for a fucking hot dog.
You pay over like $3 for a hot dog. That's crazy.
What's your max on a hamburger?
Like hamburger, $88.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I set the bar high.
I can't do it, man. There's like $14 hamburgers. I don't have like hamburgers. Any
of those like really long wieners too. You know those like
the giant ones,
like a 12-incher.
They really should have. Do they don't have a 12-inch dog on there?
I don't see one. I mean, I'm sure they have some working behind the counter.
Yeah.
I don't think
they... What if part of the job interview is that they have to see your dong, see if it's big enough?
How's
to
there
work
not
there?
A glory hole dog?
Man, so many.
There definitely needs to be a Liberace dog.
Dude,
how in about, honor of the great pianist.
How about between the cheeks dog?
Yeah.
I don't know what it would be. I don't know what it would be.
How about the titty fucker dog?
Yeah.
They have a breakfast pizza, which seems out of sorts here.
And it's just a breakfast pizza?
Yeah.
It's like, not, it has no sexual connotations
zero.
To it?
Yeah, like, what does that have to do with anything?
Okay. No innuendos on that one.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you kind of went away from your theme a little bit.
You get away from your core,
that was
man.
That was the chef being like, I really want this breakfast pizza on the menu. And they're like, dude, it has nothing to do with cock.
But this is your bread and butter, dude. That's what people are coming here for.
Yeah, it's what you put your name on.
You don't go to Cock Dog
for the breakfast pizza.
You get a pizza.
I mean,
it's also, like, what the fuck's on the breakfast pizza? You have eggs?
It's crispy breadcrumb egg crust, mozzarella cheese, choice of sausage, and 5 toppings served with a butter croissant.
So wait, so they just it's just a regular pizza, but they give you a croissant on the side.
I don't even get what
this
it is.
This guy's getting lazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Look, he's a small business owner. We'll send people your way if you're in the West Hollywood area. Well, then again, I don't know. I haven't had it yet. Somebody's got to eat it. I got
to
get a...
May have to place a call on Beach Cops to Cock Dog and see kind of what the vibe is at the store. Ask some questions.
That's true. See if they want to come on. We might just go in there and be like, look, we want to eat one of these dogs. If they're great, we'll promote the shit out of it.
See if Bing Bong's in there, Shmelvin Moyville. These, you know, if you know Beach Cops, you know what we're talking about. If you don't, no big deal, but you may want to get in there. So yeah, we may have to call. Give them a call. We'll see, though.
I want to eat there one time, but I don't know if I want to spend $8.
Yeah, maybe if you're at Big Earl's place, maybe watching a fight, head over to Cock. Oh, Cock! I've never been here,
dude. He's gonna be wearing a Cock Dog hat. He's gonna have Cock Dogs in the fridge.
He's gonna have one in his pants.
Oh God! You guys want to eat some of these Cock Dogs? They get so many free ones.
They better take it out of their pants and put it on the grill when you order it. It's part of the
gimmick. That'd be great. I would eat there if that was the case.
You want the cockacado?
Also, I think every 10th customer, you got to do like they did in Bachelor Party. Remember when the stripper puts this fucking wang between the buns and the old lady's grabbing it? It's like jerking him forward.
You think that, yeah, you think they ever, yeah, they put it in the bun for the, yeah. The
I think you have to. And then you grab it and you're like, oh, you guys got me again.
It's like their happy birthday song to the customer. They're like, gotcha.
Dude, was Guy Fieri going to go here?
Cock Dog is on Triple D.
God Dog. More
like. I saw the Cock Dog weenie wagon and it pulled up between my cheeks.
Killer dog. Killer cock, bro.
I'm getting the cockalicious.
This is on the X-rated version, like an after midnight diners, drive-ins, and dongs.
He needs to bring Hunter over there.
Hunter, show him your cock.
This is an uplifting story. I know we do a lot of stuff, you know, where it gets you down in the dumps. A lot of people fucking animals.
That's not true.
But this one, Jeremy sent this my way. And it's good to see. To me, this teaches a big lesson. No matter what happens to you, it's never too late to pursue your dreams. This 27-year-old guy, his name's Kenneth Conan. He lost the use of his legs and feeling in his arms from the biceps down when he suffered a spinal cord at 18 while competitive cheerleading.
Oh, shit. They tossed him?
Yeah. I'm assuming.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's horrible. According to Gay Star News, which I've never heard of as a news source. This is New York Post.
Wait, Gay Star News?
Yeah, Gay Star News.
Well, is that sponsored by Cock Dog?
Yeah, Cock Dog. This is a Cock Dog-related issue.
I've never heard of it.
But you think the injury would get a guy like this down, but he still pursued his dream. He said he always wanted to have sex on the internet. Want to do some gay porno.
Wait, seriously? And he wanted to do a porno?
He achieved his dream.
He wanted to do a porno.
This man's a quadriplegic, just did his first gay porno.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess at that point you're like, whatever, dude.
He always wanted to do it, and he didn't let the wheelchair stop him.
That's great. That is great.
He did his first gay scene with Pierce Paris, a veteran of the industry, an old vet.
Wow.
for the porn studio Jimeros.
Is this Spanish?
I don't know if you're familiar with
Jimeros.
Yeah. He said, just because I'm injured and I have certain limitations doesn't mean that I don't still enjoy pleasure and I don't still enjoy touch. He told a guy named Davey Wavy in a YouTube interview. This is the weirdest sources ever.
Davey Wavy.
Davey Wavy. Come to Cock Dog. He said, outside of my wheelchair, I'm just like everybody else who wants to do porno. Everyone wants to do porno.
That's like, well, I don't, hold on, dude. You're not like everybody else.
He said he couldn't be happier with how things turned out in the scene.
Did he take Viagra?
He sucked the guy off.
That's it.
That seems like it was it.
Okay. Oh, does he have any feeling in his wiener?
I don't know if he does. He said it was totally what I wanted. What I expected was to feel a little more awkward and a little more out of place. But everyone here has done a great job making sure I feel like everyone else. It made him feel like a regular.
Whoa. Is he done with the porno business?
I don't know. He said he did not, which I appreciate. No pseudonym. He wants his real name on the work.
He's like, no, I want everybody to know.
He said, I'm proud of what I'm doing and who I am. I think everyone else should be too.
I mean, yeah, in your case, yes. Some people, though, I'm gonna say probably should not enter the pornography industry.
Where does he go from here? It seems like he achieved a dream. Does he go for another one?
Dude, I think there's a niche that he could fill in there that no one else can do.
He can definitely fill it.
Like, say, if his dick doesn't work, I could see guys just loving, like, him beating a limp dick for, like, an hour and a half.
He said, I hope that people understand from watching my scene that it's okay to have sex, whether you're disabled or whether you're not disabled. I want able-bodied people to know that just because someone has a disability, that doesn't mean they no longer have a sex life, which who's ever thought?
Dude, I was literally just going to say,
it's the dumbest.
Have there ever been rallies where they're like, these cripples can't fuck?
When you had to do porno to prove that? Like, if you can't figure that out, it's insane.
Is that a single person alive who's like, you know who shouldn't fuck? Let me tell you. People in wheelchairs shouldn't be fucking.
I've seen Forrest Gump. Lieutenant Dan was still fucking. He had no legs.
But then at the end, he had fake legs.
Yeah.
And he had crutches and a hot wife.
Yeah. Followers and fans of Conan on social media.
Wait, Coney 2012?
Have praised his bravery and honesty.
Look.
The guy did a porno. Let's give him that. Bravery and honesty?
Yeah, he blew a guy.
What, is he a fireman? He's not a fucking... He didn't save a life.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. Not that hard to break into the porn industry. They're looking for able body, like just not even able body. They're just looking for people willing to
Lanny,
bear the potential shame that comes with it.
Like you said, he feels a very. I mean, there's not a lot of paraplegic guys who I'm assuming going out for this.
Dude, well, I think the most thing is like literally. I've never once heard anybody go, these people should not be fucking.
Or I don't think it's possible. It's like. Even if their dick doesn't work, you're like, I bet they probably either eat pussy or
sucking dick, fucking something, probably
figuring something out.
Yeah, you could also he could have his he could have somebody have sex with his butthole.
Yeah,
if he doesn't, he's not gonna feel it. But if the other person, you know, I don't know, maybe he enjoys it. I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah, he said it's really. Oh, so there's what
he can eat ass.
I'm probably
he's got a lot of choices here,
like a champion, probably. One Instagram commenter said it's really amazing, and it's people like you.
It's amazing that he didn't know it's really amazing.
And it's people like you forging pathways of sexual liberation for the rest of us. You're incredible.
You're incredible.
That's just incredible.
This guy sucked a guy's dick on
incredible.
Film.
Incredible.
Oh, come on. I like how your feel good story turned into us shitting on this guy.
Another person said, "I just watched your interview on YouTube about the scene. Hell yeah." I love the way you're continuing the conversation around the stigma. Go you.
Wait, what's the stigma?
I've never heard of the stigma.
What's the stigma?
I don't get it.
I'm not saying
this guy shouldn't do porno. Do porno. Don't pretend like you're fucking Jackie Robinsoning in it and some crazy thing.
You're not Rosa.
I bet there's women.
He's not Rosa Parks.
I bet there are women who are fucking disabled who do porno. I guarantee it.
Remember the thing when it's easy showed us with the fucking... Like amputee shit.
Oh boy!
And I was like, "Whoa, you think Jack? This is crazy."
I forgot that, and
yeah,
for good reason.
I did too. Until literally, it just came back into my head right there.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude. But we support you 100% if this is what you want to do.
You want to do it? Do
but
it.
You're not Jesus here. Why? By the way, there is no Jesus. But I'm telling you,
there's the weird new. Millennial thing to do is to pat everyone on the back, but it's almost to me it just comes off as condescending.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, good, you're so good. Good job.
Do you remember?
You're great. It's like, yeah, he's in a wheelchair. He can fuck. That's good. Good for him. Good to go.
You remember Davey Wester, the comedian?
Yeah.
We always fucked with him.
He had cerebral palsy.
We always fucked with
him. He said mild, which I thought was more, it was more more medium he was, on the heat chart.
He was on the line of medium to mild. He couldn't have been a salsa. If he was a salsa, he definitely wouldn't have been mild.
No.
But we used to fuck with him like we fucked with everybody. And they're like, people would be like, dude, you can't be like, we're treating him like a normal person.
Yeah.
You're the condescending act. Remember when people would come down if you'd form me like,
oh, great
you're
job.
You're so good.
Wow, I expected you to be drooling up there. Great job.
And we'd always make fun of him like we made fun of all our friends. And he would fucking make fun of us.
Fuck you, guys.
And we never treated him different. I don't think I've ever treated anybody different. But sometimes people are like, you're a dick. You can't talk to him like that. I go, why? I talk to this guy like that.
Because his legs.
And I talk to this guy like that.
Because his legs are a little crooked. Davey was a quarterback in high school for his JV team. He said,
he always respected us for it.
Yeah.
It's the same situation here.
Now he's on the road with who? Ian Edwards?
He was. He goes on the road with various people.
Yeah, so check if you Davey Westy's in your town, check him out.
It's Welt Wester.
Yeah.
But remember we called him Westy so much.
When we started calling him Davey. He didn't want to go by Davey.
I think he did go by Dave Wester.
Yeah.
And then eventually he started printing on the lineups Davey Westy.
And he just gave in. He couldn't take it anymore.
We changed the man's name.
You guys are fucking idiots, man.
But yeah, they're doing the same fucking thing to this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you, big guy.
I would assume he'll. I mean, if anyone wants him back, I think he'll go back. He seems like he's willing.
Dude, if he knows what his star power is, this guy's got a lot of negotiating power. Because they're...
The AVN, the wheelchair category, I would say, is pretty small.
Dude, AVN's great because they just add fucking shit, like, on the cuff. Like, literally on the fly, they'll just add a category.
Yeah.
But like, there should be, like, best wheelchair blowjob scene.
And I think Paris, what's the guy's name? Paris?
Perry Caravello?
I would love that.
But you are right. That is the most condescending.
Yeah.
This guy's not, he's not curing cancer.
And people in wheelchairs can fuck. It's not a new thing. People in wheelchairs have kids.
Yeah. Did you watch Murder Ball?
No.
That one guy, he was talking about fucking all the time. He loves fucking.
I remember I went to the Portugal the Man concert, and one of their band members is in a fucking wheelchair. They're like a guy in a, he's a he guy's playing fucks, the guitar up
probably
there.
Probably fucks groupies afterwards.
If he's not married, yeah. Even if he is, he might.
It's all allegedly.
I guess they're huge Windy City Heat fans. Someone tweeted.
They come in a lot.
Yeah, they been at the Dong Show.
Yeah, they were up there. I think they were up there the other night.
In the Belly Room.
The Ding Dong Show.
They're a crazy band when they won their Emmy for their big like breakout hit this summer, even though they've been around a while. The guy took a sip out of a flask and said, "Hail Satan."
Oh, really?
They're pretty crazy. I think they don't like the commercial success, but they're obviously not going to turn the money down.
Well, yeah.
And so I think they're like, we're still going to like just be ourselves and like fuck around.
It's like when MTV Music Awards when the guy from Pearl Jam climbed up on the fucking M of MTV or whatever.
And everyone's like, these guys are crazy. It's like, yeah, they're of course they're crazy. They're fucking rock stars. Speaking of crazy,
the Ding Dong Show. I was up there the other night, and it's all women now, and it's like all hot women.
I've seen pictures.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I've seen pictures. It has changed.
It's changed dramatically.
It's a new era.
Yeah.
Speaking of new era, Gordon sent this, and I think Gordon's a Gary Keeler specialist.
Oh, he's like...
He just works the Gary Keeler beat, which is fine. We need that.
Dude, I love that about this podcast because there's some people who just get deep into...
They're specialists. They work
we got
one.
P22 specialists.
Yeah, it's great. We need
Gary
we need
Keeler
it.
Specialists. We got people that are just on horse fucking. Which not is, any other animal fucking.
Yeah.
And then some people are just into like dog fucking.
Some
and
people
stuff.
Are, you know, variety, utility men. They got a little of everything.
But then
you
also have your Eric Heitz specialists as well. Who
Barb
keep
keeps
eye.
A close eye on Eric Heitz.
Really?
Yeah, other people as well. But so this is from the Star Tribune, Minnesota publication. It's about Gary Keeler selling his St. Paul Summit Avenue home. So he lived there for a decade. He found that his favorite room was the wood-paneled office where he wrote his hilarious comedy.
Dude, did you
see another musings?
Did you go through the fucking picture show?
Oh, I did not.
It's 10,000 square feet.
Yeah, it's a big house.
Sorry, carry on.
It's a huge house.
Yeah, I saw his study.
Gary says, it has a fireplace. I love fire. You light one and everything cheers up. Why is he like, he thinks he's so fucking, like, does everything have to be so poetic?
He's so witty, dude. He's such an witty.
Idiot. God, he's an idiot. The house has 8 fireplaces. He says that's not why he bought the house. He said he bought it for his wife. I wanted her to have something she would enjoy living in. I was on tour a great deal of the time. So the house was really for her. She's a family person who loves to have people over. Was it? Did he, by the way, when he's emailing that woman, he was married? The other woman?
I think he's still married.
But he was, so like during that
time?
Yeah,
100%.
Gary, you dirty dog, allegedly. Yeah.
Well, Gary, dude, it's an old Prairie Home Companion bit where he cheats on his wife.
Him and his wife, Jenny Lynn Nielsen, recently left a 10,200 square foot house for a condo, 1/10 of the size, which is probably still pretty big, near downtown Minneapolis. He said, it's a little too grand for my wife and I. We downsized, which was daunting at first, but it turned into a great pleasure to rid oneself of books one will never read, a pool table I never played on. What was he doing on it? Fucking?
He's probably finger banging interns.
Laying naked.
He's writing his musings on there, dude.
Why don't you knock this 8 ball into the corner pocket?
Is that a pussy pocket over there? But why don't you spread your legs and go over there in the 8 pocket?
Just bent over and a guy.
They have names for pockets.
Cue stick in his ass.
Corner what? Pocket like size. A Bill Clinton, the cigar in the pussy.
Yeah, he's getting like, a cue stick in his asshole.
You bent over and want to get a whiff of your asshole.
I heard his move as he puts the cue ball in his ass and then he shoots it out to see how much shit's covered on it.
Jesus.
News that he was planning to sell his historic house first surfaced in October when real estate agents posted a photo as coming soon on their Facebook page.
I'm sure the fucking neighborhood was frothing at the mouth. They're like, ooh, the Gary Keeler property's coming online. We got to get in there.
During that interval, between the announcement and when it was on sale, the wood floors were refinished and its rooms were staged to attract a buyer.
This is a great line. I love this.
Yeah, he had to. Gary wanted this known. That it's not his decor inside this house.
But he said his furniture was much darker.
Yeah, he's got
that's what he wanted to say.
He's got a dark sensibility.
What a waste of fucking time to be like, by the way, this is none of this furniture is ours. This is mine. It's much darker.
Does he mean darker like color-wise or just dark?
I thought it was like a Kat Von D's house. Remember her house?
Like fucking gothic?
Deliver there? Like, yeah, like that was a dark fucking... What is it? It was like... Fucking skulls, and there was like a throne there.
Is Gary fucking
it's weird?
Gary's
shit.
Edward Scissorhands. Gary says those are not our furnishings. We had darker, older stuff. Gary,
what if by darker he means like he had a chair and like it was just like made out of like look like women's titties were carved into it. like if somebody would eat your asshole.
He had a Russian sex slave pubic hair lounge chair. That he liked to sit in. Very dark taste. sex swing in a dungeon.
This sculpture here is of people being raped and pillaged.
Those are human heads that we eat food out of.
This is a foreskin napkin.
Jesus. Keeler's from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. He also has a home in New York City, but he said it's so odd. People assume I'd move to New York.
Yeah, why wouldn't they, Gary?
Good grief, no. Good grief, would you, Charlie Brown? I'm a Minnesotan, whatever that means. I like New York, but I'm not one of them. It's like, you live in a huge mansion. How salt of the earth Minnesota are you, Gary?
You piece of shit.
Shut the fuck up.
You piece of
just go to live in New York.
Yeah, get out of there. By the way, Minnesota's done with you, Gary.
They're kicking you out.
Lake Wobegon has kicked you out of the
reason
fucking...
you're moving. The neighbors said, get the fuck out, you pervert.
They probably burned a pervert sign in his fucking grass.
The pervert cross.
By the way, the pervert etching in the lawn, that was not ours.
I wear the scarlet letter P on my sweater for pervert. Reverend Ham.
Also stands for pussy because I can't get enough.
The house was built in 1919 for the, if you want to get into the history, for the lumber baron George Lindsay.
I'm sure he was a lumber baron.
I'm a pussy baron. includes a 42-by-20-foot living room big enough to host chamber orchestra concerts if you're interested in having a chamber orchestra in your living room. He said it's a beautiful room to hear music in.
What a douche. What a fucking idiot.
Because I'm sure it's so different than most rooms people have ever been in.
If I could spend a week with anybody, it would be Gary Keeler.
Just to hear
just to see what the day-to-day fucking boring disgusting life he lives.
I would treat him like Walter treated Donnie and Lebowski.
Shut the fuck up, Gary. You're out of your element, Gary.
It's constantly everything he said. Shut the fuck up,
dude,
Gary.
I wish so much that I was there the night that Gary Keeler was in the Comedy Store.
Yeah, it was a big missed opportunity.
And he left so unhappy.
It's so disgusted. The home also includes a catering kitchen, a billiards room, 4 second floor bedrooms with baths, and a 1,200 square foot apartment with 2 bedrooms and its own kitchen on the 3rd floor. The real estate agent said it could be a perfect nanny's apartment or for a teen, returning college student.
Like, it's so specific. What if somebody had a teen and they're like, well, I mean, what would our teen, how would they live there? Oh, and then they go, oh,
we have an apartment in the 3rd floor. Great.
But we don't know what we would do with it. They're like, do you have a teen? Yeah. When they return home from college, oh my God, I had no idea.
Do you have a mistress that you want to hide on a 3rd floor apartment from your wife?
What if they lived here and they're like, we have this apartment and our teen's coming home from college. I mean, I don't understand what we should do, though. Yeah. They could live there.
Thank you, real estate agent. You solved it. What's crazy is, for what, like, in LA, this place would be like $800 million.
Oh, yeah.
$2.5 million.
Yeah. I know.
Which is, they said, one of the priciest listings in St. Paul.
I mean, that would be... In my neighborhood, it's probably $6-7 million easy.
Yeah.
You go to like Beverly Hills, you're looking at like 15.
The real estate people are like, oh, there's been a ton of interest. This is a celebrity home.
By the way,
they say we don't have a lot of
that. You bite your tongue, you fucking real estate agent.
How dare you?
That's not a celebrity. That's a guy who puts a black eye on comedy.
It's a guy who somehow made it. That's what you call it.
That's just a local pervert who got lucky.
A celebrity. Back off. Keeler hosted parties for Prairie Home Companion musicians and crew in the home. What do you think that entailed?
Dude, Reverend Ham was there.
You guys want me to get on the... Oh, come on. I can't do it. Oh, fine.
What was it? Marching through fucking Zion?
Yeah.
That fucking song he sang?
This is the most egregious of the offenses in this story. He hosted his high school class reunion there to basically be like, hey, guys, look how I turned out. Look at my mansion. Why don't we hold it inside of my mansion?
Fucking dick.
Most guys like drive a Ferrari to the reunion. He's like, I'm bringing the reunion to my fucking living room.
The reunion's inside my Ferrari.
What did he come down in a smoking robe with his balls hanging out?
Dude, by the way, when did he buy this house?
10 years ago.
Yeah, so he was in his 60s. Who still goes to high school reunions in your fucking 60s?
Probably Gary and like 4 other guys. Dude,
who's still going? I haven't even been to a high school reunion. Nobody goes. This guy's still like, no, dude, you got it. I bet he does one every fucking year.
He said, you could do that in a house like this, and I really like that. So if you're looking to host a high school reunion, this is the house for you.
Yeah, by the way, by high school reunion, he meant, what is that? Is that the 60 year or 50 year?
It's got to be up there, yeah.
He did his 50 year. Who the fuck cares about a 50 year high school reunion?
Gary's some of his favorite memories of living there include his daughter, who's now 21. I was unaware he had a daughter.
Yeah, I didn't. He had a daughter when he was like 50.
Said she had room to roam, 100 stuffed animals. I enjoyed watching her enjoy it. That's not a very good quote by
That's
Gary.
That's weird. What was it out of like a peephole in the wall?
He lost his poetic nature right there.
He's like, I want to watch you enjoy these stuffed animals.
He said, but today I could live in somebody's garage and be fairly happy. That's a humble Gary. That's a humble Gary brag.
I think he may have to live in someone's garage. His wife may leave him and fucking get divorced, take his money.
If I had a garage, I would offer it up to him, but I don't, unfortunately.
Yeah, as long as that garage is like 8,000 square feet.
Yeah. he's talking about like a garage like Seinfeld stores like 800 cars in.
Dude.
He's currently immersed in work, writing a memoir. Oh, I got to read that. And a musical, which I'm sure will be hilarious. And rediscovering Minneapolis, a city he hasn't lived in since his 20s.
Yeah, wow.
He said, it's utterly confusing to me. I move across the river and I might as well be in Chicago or Cleveland.
Why would he choose Cleveland?
He's a stranger in his own city. He'll miss things about his St. Paul house, such as gazing at the river from the backyard terrace. It's really a handsome view. Who's ever described a view as handsome?
Nobody, dude.
God, he's the worst.
Dude, by the way, the reason he thinks that Minneapolis is brand new because he's losing his mind. Remember when they found him wandering
That's
in
true.
Arizona?
He's like,
I've never seen this. Is this new?
They're like, no, Gary, you were born here.
You fucking idiot.
You were born in this house.
Am I living in a garage now?
Yeah.
You live like, no, you live in a condo, you moron.
Gary, what are you putting your pants, Gary? You're naked.
I could see him faking being senile on those emails. I thought I was emailing my wife some graphic dick pics.
Hey, I thought it was fan fiction. I didn't know it was an email. He said this. They say the slope, I don't know if that's a racial slur, below the bluff is wooded and home to wild turkeys.
So you think it's a racial? By the way, we do not condone here at the Dave Chanel Neal podcast the fucking
that was speculation.
Racism. That was a possible alleged racism from Gary Keeler.
The backyard is home to wild turkeys, a fox, and raccoons. I like how there's only one fox. They don't want to overstate. But
plenty of raccoons.
Yeah, and turkeys. Even though it's in the middle of the city, there's a little bit of wildlife. So incongruous and interesting, says Gary.
Wow, incongruous.
Yes.
And handsome.
He said he's moved on.
By the way, a word never used to describe Gary Keeler.
That's true. That is very true and funny. He's moved on. He says, my wife feels more nostalgia for that house than I do. I have a strange ability to walk away, and I did. She keeps going back to pick up mail. I haven't been back. Gary's
wow,
done.
Look at him, dude.
That means he's been banished. He can go get the mail. Yeah. They're like, don't bring Gary around here anymore.
You can come back anytime. I guarantee you this.
He may have gone to a neighborhood swinger party and they're like, Gary, we don't want you here.
I bet his neighbors are like, get the fuck out, Gary. I could go anywhere. Gary seems like the kind of guy that once, say he gets thrown out of a bar, he's the kind of guy that's like, I didn't like going there anyway.
Yeah.
If he gets banned from somewhere, he's like, I was planning on stopping going there.
I hope Seagal buys it.
Oh.
And they say what a gentleman he is. Like, but dude, he's known as a huge piece of shit.
Can you imagine the fucking knob slobbing convention that the two of them together? Steve, you're very talented. Oh, Gary, you're hilarious.
Gary, your comedy is second to none.
Steve, I know it is. I'm very funny. I mean, it'd just be them talking about themselves.
Gary, Steve, and Vlad Putin on a show together.
Oh, God.
Together.
Great. Putin would be the puppet behind both of them.
So there you have it, Gary Keeler. If you're living in that area, or if you just have a lot of money,
and you want to live in a non-celebrity home, that's your way to go right there.
You want to put a bid in. I found this myself. Apparently, there's chalk this up as bizarre millennial trends to try to be different, I guess, and prove a point. But it
really,
prove a point.
You realize that we're like almost millennials.
Yeah, we're not far off, but I consider millennials like way younger than us.
You're like 4 months away from millennial status.
I just missed it.
And I'm like a year and a half or a year.
So according to MSN, it says we need, and the need is in italics, stop shaming women who refuse to succumb to stereotypical gender norms women have every night to embrace their body hair. Every right. Gender norms women have every right to embrace their body hair.
Yeah. What? Then embrace it. But no, I don't have to
said,
like it.
No one's ever said they can't. There's nothing that says you can't do it.
But what you're telling me is that I have to like it.
You don't.
Stop forcing your bullshit on me.
Apparently, the first month of the new year, I don't know by how many people, has been dubbed January.
Oh, God, dude. Ladies, if you subscribe to this, go for it, but you're not going to get dudes.
And if you do, good for you. Who cares? Great. Cool. It's like, to me, this is like the guy in the wheelchair. It's like, go ahead, do it. I don't care.
But what they're telling us, they're telling guys like
us.
You
have to like it.
You can't say that you don't like it.
But why?
Because that's how millennials are. You have to like whatever they like, and if you don't, then you should die.
that's a good take on millennials.
It is, man. They don't care. They don't want you to be alive if you don't like what they like. It's the truth.
This is January is an ongoing celebration on social media, encouraging women to grow out and show off their body hair.
Encourage?
Yeah.
What if they don't want to?
Then,
dude, I got to be honest with you.
Then you're not a part of January.
Like, fucking hairy legs armpits is fucking gross to me.
Not my thing.
So I also have met guys who love hairy armpits.
I'm sure there are guys who love to lick a hairy armpit.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
Some guys love to lick a hairy butthole.
Or hairy bush.
A dirty, hairy butthole.
Now it says, now women are dynamic, radiant, vibrant beings. So,
and whoever said that they were?
No one.
Who? Dude.
This is arguing against no one, this article.
You fucking assholes. Like, nobody is stopping you. Yes, people don't like it. I got news for you there. People don't like it. So if you're looking to fucking...
They want universal approval or nothing. Yeah, 100% exactly. Approval or we want... We don't say anything. But it's like, that's not how the world works. So naturally, January got really colorful.
Oh, God.
On Instagram, some women are dyeing their armpit hair in rainbow shades and calling them hashtag unicorn pits. Hashtag girls just want to have fun. What is happening? What is happening?
Dude, what are you doing?
What is happening?
This is what people do for a good time. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to grow my armpit hair. And then, this is going to be a blast.
And then dye it rainbow colors.
And we're going to have the best summer ever.
Look at this. Look at these fucking clown pits.
Oh, it's fucking gross. Does this lady have a real... It looks like caterpillars are on her armpits.
And multicolored lightning bolt pits.
Yeah.
What is happening? To give a bit of context, People Magazine reports one of the originators of the unicorn pit trend is YouTuber Official Rainbow Girl. Apparently, rainbow is her thing. 2016, she uploaded a tutorial in case you want to know how to dye your armpit hair rainbow colors.
Wow.
That got six...
In case you want to know how? Oh, why? Because you're fucking stupid and you can't figure it out on your own?
I've been dying. Like, how can I get a good dye job on my pit hair? I've been missing the boat on it for years.
Dude, can we start something? These trends seem to be picking up. Like, can we got to start something crazy.
Like a shave your butthole march?
No, like grow your put extra pubes on or something.
On pubes on your face, May?
Yeah. Pube face.
Pube face Tober.
Yeah. Face pubes.
What about cock dog Tober? Where we all go to cock dog and eat. You put a hot dog in a pumpkin and you eat it.
We got to do something that takes off. We'll have to think about it.
We're going to brainstorm. If anyone wants to submit an idea, please. Yeah. Danish and O'Neill on Twitter.
We'll try to push it. We'll try to go on other podcasts and push it. We'll try to be those guys that start a new trend.
Yeah, Bird has Sober October. We need our own thing.
Yeah.
Heptember, you try to get hepatitis?
That'd be a good one.
That's just a quick one. That's off the top of my head. But
that's a good one.
Yeah, it's not bad.
AIDS-uary?
That's not bad. Try out AIDS?
Yeah.
That video where she taught people how to do it, 616,000 views.
Wow.
The trend's back in 2019, 3 years later. People everywhere are making the world brighter with their unicorn pits. Okay. Here's this
what about
lady.
Unicorn tits? What would those look like?
This lady's got 92,000. Those are more subtle unicorn pits.
Yeah, those. I would rather just see regular pit hair. Those are weirding me out.
Yeah, it's like...
I can't say that because I have to like them.
Yeah, you have to say great job.
Or I'm a piece of shit human being.
Yeah. Look at this lady. Just got like just fuchsia afro pits.
That's disgusting. I don't know. It's grossing me out.
It looks like her pits look like Blanka from Street Fighter. That color and the texture. She's Russian, that lady.
Dude.
This is an international movement.
This is crazy. It's like, here's the thing. If millennials were like at one point were like, you have to like croutons, and someone's like, croutons grossed me out. They'd be like, fuck you. You fucking piece of shit.
What if my thing was like, I'm going to... I think every man has the right to fucking grind shit into his pubic hair, and it's beautiful.
They say you have schizophrenia.
But people need to accept it. Tell me it's beautiful, but it's like,
you're not going to get anywhere with that.
this lady doesn't really even look dyed. I guess that's like a purplish color, but they just look black to me. But
You know what we should do? Something crazy, like cow shit beards.
That's like not bad.
You've had to do fucking cow shit on your face.
We should do
for the whole month.
Look at this guy. This is a guy getting into the act, doing the rainbow pits.
The guy barely has pit hair.
I know. He may be Asian.
Dude, I would crush this guy in a pit hair competition.
I would definitely dominate him. Look at this lady. Very subtle. Those are very subtle pits.
It just looks like she painted her skin.
Like, by the way, I think this would irritate the shit out of your armpits.
Yeah, I wouldn't
do it.
It's
a sensitive area.
It's got to burn. Yeah, I've shaved my armpits one time. It was a huge mistake.
Here's what this lady says on Instagram, the lady I just showed you. Fuck your beauty standards.
Great. But by the way, who's she talking to?
No, I don't know. The world? The void?
When you talk to people on an individual basis, there is no uniform beauty standard.
She says, gray hair and rainbow pits forever. As always, using my favorite paints from some paint company that she's getting paid to promote.
Yeah, great promo in your fucking, civil discourse.
This lady says, committed to the Mohawk and got rainbow pits today. What a day. Feminist witch. Hashtag feminist witch.
Okay, cool.
Oh, look at these. Those are hideous.
Oh, that's a bad job on those pits.
Looks like you got a clown in a headlock.
Dude, I What do you mean? Who's universal beauty standard? Dude, have you ever met a guy? Have you? You rarely meet a guy where you like are you have the same exact sort of taste in women. I think it's on a case by case basis.
Here's what this lady's name is: Vegetarian Beefcake.
I would have liked Vegetarian Beef Cannons. Give me those veggie tits.
She said, throwback to a couple months ago when my armpits were rainbows. I really miss this and wish it weren't so high maintenance. I'll probably do it again soon. It's crazy you have to try to do this.
It was almost like she was annoyed at us because it's high maintenance.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
It's like, oh, if you people didn't make it so high maintenance. These young kids are so angry about everything, but they take it out on just some like generic society that they think exists.
Yeah, it's like everyone's railing on me. It's like, no one cares. Grow your fucking armpits. Have a blast. The article says, thankfully, the beauty industry's catching on. 2018 introduced the onset of forward-thinking beauty brands like Billy, who openly shared empowering imagery of women with body hair and have championed the idea of shaving off gender norms for good.
Oh, well, man, I'm glad
Gillette's on board with this their new ad campaign.
I know a lot of women who are supporting other women, and they also like to look good, so they shave their legs, they shave, trim the beef up.
Some women, there are plenty of feminists who like to look feminine. There are some women who don't, but it's like, I don't get, nothing's better than the other.
Dude, by the way, this is the stupidest fucking thing. Like, think about what you're doing here. Like, what are you accomplishing by being like, fuck the beauty industry? Yeah, well, then just don't buy their shit.
Yeah.
That's the best way. Dude, I watched a fucking Vice documentary on cannibals in fucking Liberia. They were cannibal warlords.
Bush, no?
Dude, he's by the way, Liberia. They all talk like Bush. Bush's cadence must be...
Oh, yeah.
It must be strictly Liberian because they all sound like Bush. This guy, before... His name was General Butt Naked.
What?
He fought butt naked and all his troops fought butt naked.
Why isn't it... It's butt naked?
It's butt naked.
Should be buck naked.
Dude, they had another guy who was General Tupac.
General Tupac?
None of them used their real names because after the war was over, they all wanted to like not have their names be known.
Was there a General Biggie Smalls as a rival?
No, there was a General Bin Laden and a General Bin Laden 2.
Oh, double.
There might have been a General Biggie because there was another one. They had all these crazy names.
Was it like a General George Costanza, like a big Seinfeld fan?
Dude, I would not be shocked. But they were taking young children before they went to fucking war. They would cut their hearts out while they were alive, and they would fucking chop their heart up and all eat it raw. This is the fucking problems that's going on in Liberia. These fucking people are talking about their pit air? You fucking dumb fucks. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. I know a general butt naked.
Yeah.
I told him to do it. I said, you got to fight naked.
You got to... He told me I got to take my pants off. I said, no, he saw my stuffing.
He grabbed my stuffing. But he had a machine gun. I can't say nothing.
Oh, General Rambo was another one.
Oh, Jesus. How many generals? A lot of generals.
There were a lot. I think since, you know, you're making your own army, you go right to general.
Do they work together or not?
Some were cool with each other, but most fought each other.
So it's just like no holds barred.
It was a scary fucking thing.
So it's like in wrestling, which I think the Royal Rumble may have been tonight, where it's like they're always like, there's no friends. It's everyone for themselves.
Also, as they went through this village, it was terrifying. But they were selling DVDs of Delta Force 1 and Delta Force 2.
They need to sell Out for Justice.
I'm sure they had a shitload of Seagal DVDs over there.
He might be General Fat Tits.
Oh, I'm General Dog Dick Nips over here.
He should go there and start his own army.
They would fucking murder him. Dude, it got pretty scary.
If they ate his heart, it's a lot of fat on that heart.
Oh, dude, it was so fucking disturbing how they have to live, man. And these people are talking about body hair on women. There's women who literally have no other job, but they have to be prostitutes because there's no other way to make a living.
Are women sold into
you
it.
Fucking
slaves.
Crazy that you guys are like, we're taking women's beauty standards. By who? Who are you raging against?
Nothing.
Cosmo? Like, you're the one. What are you talking about?
And don't buy it if you don't want it.
Yeah. Just go fucking
and dye your pits rainbow. That's doing nothing, by the way. There are women who like fought for the right to vote. There are women who fought for legit causes.
You have nothing.
You're doing nothing. You're doing nothing. You're doing nothing.
Now there's like we're fighting for our right that we have.
There's no one's imprisoning women to do this. Yes. There's no penalty.
It's not cops aren't pulling you over, being like we're putting you in jail until you dye your armpits back or shave them.
There are women in Muslim countries who are like we want to be educated. We want to be able to show our faces.
But you know what it is?
These women are like I want to be able to dye my pits. Rainbow color, but no one says that we can't do it, but I think that I should be able to do it. You're fighting against nothing.
What it is this. It's a sense of entitlement where they go, I want to grow out all my body hair, not take care of myself at all.
And every guy should love
me. And if you wrong. And if the guy that I really like doesn't like body hair, then fuck him. And he should die.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. He's a pig.
Yeah.
He's a this, the that. It's like, no. But just like if you don't like every guy, which I'm sure you don't.
No, because they're like, you can't talk to me.
I want to be 800 pounds and have everyone think I'm fucking thin and I'm the man. And guess what? That's not going to happen. Hashtag, I want to be 800 pounds.
Dude, I want to be the hottest guy in high school right now at my age. I want to be able to go back. I want to be the king. And everyone's like, that's the cool guy. He's what are you talking about, you dumbasses?
People are still get submissions of people who are doing this all the time, going trying to go back to high school. It's insane. Gary Keeler might try.
Oh, there was that lady who was like in her 30s went to high school. She got arrested.
Yeah. Do you see this one? Jeremy's second of the day. Congrats, Jeremy. This is one of the craziest police busts I've seen in a long time.
What is it?
This is 5 News Online. Anderson, Missouri. Cops arrest. Well, first of all, look at this guy's pic. Look at that stash. Civil War era.
Hold on, dude. That looks like he has a dog bone under his nose.
It's grizzled.
Like a fucking hairy old dog bone is hanging under his nose.
Or petrified dog shit.
Oh, the white dog shit from Step Brothers. looks like he has 3 loads of that white dog shit from Step Brothers.
That is quite the look.
What?
That guy looks insane.
Dude, how dirty is that thing? It's got to have snot and food and all kinds of shit in it.
Yeah, so this dude, James Kivett, 65.
Oh, the old Kivett clan.
Yeah, the Kivett and Bits. He got arrested. This guy, they searched his home, recovered meth, a gun, a stolen ATV.
What?
A stolen horse trailer, and the fucking creme de la creme, a dead bald eagle. What the fuck?
Dude, this guy is the most...
That list of items could be the craziest list of items I've ever heard in my life.
He's the most eclectic thief of all time.
Meth, a gun, stolen ATV, stolen horse trailer, dead bald eagle. What a fucking...
The bald eagle might be the...
How did he bag it?
Might be the one you get the biggest penalty for.
Did he shoot it?
You think he stole it?
Did he give it meth?
Who steals a horse trailer? Does he own horses?
Did he steal the ATV, drive it into the trailer? It's a lot of mystery. Was he cooking meth in the trailer?
Was he high on meth and he stole an ATV and he goes, you know what? I want to buy a horse, but I'm gonna need a trailer.
They better search that mustache. He may have some extra bags of meth in there. You could have another stolen ATV under that
stash. Dude, his next heist might have been a horse. I got a trailer. Now I need a horse.
You would hope. They had 2 warrants for him simultaneously for 2 different places.
The bald eagle. Where does he live?
He's in Missouri.
Oh, wow.
There was some other person at another house.
Was it
house.
Stuffed? Like, was it, or is it just dead?
I think it was just dead.
Maybe he hit it with the horse trailer.
They got 58 grams of meth inside both houses.
Is that a lot?
I don't know. My meth numbers are off.
Probably is a lot.
Missouri conservation agent took possession of the dead bald eagle. I don't know what they do with it. I'm sure just bury it, send it out to sea.
I think they have to, but technically, I would. You should be allowed to keep it, and make it into like a necklace or something.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna do
like a hood ornament.
He's gonna do time for it.
Yeah,
he should be at least to eat it before he goes to jail.
That was that old Attell bit. But do you remember that Attell bit where he's like, people always say like. Something people are all secretive about pot. It's only pot. He's like, it's not like you're selling bald eagle stew.
Ozark's drug enforcement team helped out the local coppers to get involved in this. What a crazy guy.
Guy's a real wild man. You know what loved to gone there was the American Pickers.
Yeah, they would love to pick that house.
All right, we want to bundle this. We want to bundle your stolen ATV.
I'm going to give you a deal. I'm going to get the meth. I want the stolen ATV, and I'm going to take the bald eagle.
But not the horse trailer we're not interested in.
We got to call our buddy, though. Let me take a picture of this dead bald eagle, send it back to my buddy to see how much it's worth. I want to know how he got
it. What do you want to do? You want to pawn it or sell it?
What if you find it as roadkill and you take it?
Can't touch it, dude.
You can't touch it?
Dude, you hear about the guy who pulled the dead, or not the deer, not dead, but it was a deer out of a frozen lake.
Yeah, didn't he get arrested?
He took it home, which I don't know why he took it home.
He wanted to fuck it, of course. He wanted to fuck it back to life.
So he put it like in a heated garage, and it ended up dying. That guy's getting a fine. Yeah, you can't grab wildlife. You got to let nature take its course, man.
Which no one does anymore.
No, because you know why? We've gotten away from nature, man.
We
got to
interfere in everything.
It's the same as the armpit people. They can't accept that nature is the way. That's why we ruined the fucking earth. Because we can't accept that nature is how it is.
We have to make animals fuck that don't want to fuck.
Yeah, it's just like let them go extinct.
They're telling you they don't want to exist anymore.
I mean, some of them don't want to fuck because we fucked them up.
When we make them watch porno and they lost their sex drive.
Oh, you think that? Yeah, those pandas just had delayed ejaculation.
Yeah, they're like, I don't want to. I've seen porno.
I mean, people that we like destroyed their habitat, I get. But other, I don't know. What we forced, we try to control nature, man. It's insane.
This is a quick one from Ben, too. We can get out of here. This is cops fucking gone completely insane. This is New York Post. So a New York PD sergeant, this is Beach Cops promo.
Whoa.
These are cops. This could be the Beach Cops. This could be an episode of Beach Cops. New York City Police Department sergeant cheated on his cop girlfriend with a fellow police officer whose husband's also a cop.
Whoa.
It's a four-way.
It's a
cop adultery.
It's a love square.
It's a love rectangle. And the brass had to take everyone's guns away so people didn't kill each other.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Everyone's guns were confiscated.
Oh, really?
Because it came out.
Oh, dude, so it was like a Mexican standoff?
It would have been four.
Like all, this is like four, the end of True Romance.
I'm going to shoot her tits off. I'm shooting your dick.
You son of a bitch.
Who's fucking who? It says Sergeant Candu Worley, that's a dude, 40, and Officer Stephanie Gallardo, 33.
That's also a dude.
Yeah, were both assigned to the Department Strategic Response Group when they had their fling last year. Their secret was revealed when Worley's live-in girlfriend, Tyus Coppin, a union delegate in the 32nd Precinct, found incriminating photos on his cell phone. One shows Gallardo with her hair wet. It doesn't say pubes or real hair, but or armpit hair. Gazing into the eyes of Worley, who has beads of water dotting his bare chest. Very poetic writing.
Wow.
Others show Worley nuzzling Gallardo's face and kissing her cheek, and Gallardo snuggling into Worley's clothed chest while he caresses the back of her head.
Ooh.
Fit of vengeance, Coppin allegedly posted the photos to Worley's Instagram account, which bears the username MikeLowry78. Guy's a real Bad Boys fan.
78, so that's how a year he's born, I'm taking?
Yeah, it says an apparent reference to the ladies' man detective played by Will Smith in the Bad Boys movie franchise.
Wow.
Caption says, I told my girl I loved her 10 minutes before I fucked this one, and she's someone else's wife. She's not my girl, though. I have one, and this is not her. On the day after Christmas, Worley, who a source said served as Gallardo's supervisor, wondered that the photos were online, and the New York PD learned about them 2 days later. What a shitstorm.
Man, what a fucking bunch of idiots.
Gallardo was called in for questioning, admitting that she and Worley had a personal relationship for a few months. She said she'd been separated from her husband, fellow SRG cop, Christian Gallardo, 28, since March, even though they're still living together and raising their 20-month-old daughter, so it doesn't sound like they're separated at all.
Oh, okay. That'll work out.
She also claimed that with the exception of kissing while together off-duty on a number of occasions, the relationship...
Like I said, we made out a lot, but...
So the relationship was not intimate. Okay. Sure.
Other than making out.
We loved making out when we were off-duty. Other than that, it was just...
Nothing.
Just,
it was all business.
Strictly work.
Yeah.
We went bowling a few times. That was it. The report says a total of 9 handguns were seized from all.
I was gonna say 9 handjobs
from all 4 cops. They had to take
Whoa,
9
because
those
them.
Are like personal weapons too. I would
Whoa,
imagine.
Fuck.
So like everyone, every gun right, you
give
own,
one in your, give me one in your ankle.
Put
holster.
It on the desk like the old '80s movie. So they had to take all 9 guns.
Wow.
Under patrol guy that permits impounding firearms in non-disciplinary cases.
What an embarrassment.
Including cases involving stress as a result of family or other situations, so cops just don't fucking kill people. Law enforcement source said circumstances raised the potential for violence. Yes.
Oh, really? You really?
What,
you,
what is it? Yeah, I don't get it.
What was the red flag on that one?
All four cops were given the guns back, returned to active duty in their original assignments.
Did you say duty?
Yeah.
So now everyone's cool with everybody?
Lieutenant John Grimple, that's a weird name, said the NYPD patrol guy doesn't prohibit relationships between cops.
Yeah, I don't see
even involving a superior and subordinate.
I don't see how it would.
Said, except if you're a police supervisor in the police academy. So, Commandant Lassard can't fuck Hooks or Callahan.
What's Gutenberg's name? Mahoney.
Mahoney.
Can't
yeah.
fuck Mahoney either.
Or Zed. Bobcat Goldway. Remember how big of a deal police academy made about Callahan's tits? Like, she had big tits, but it's like.
She had huge tits.
But it wasn't like.
But they were out. They were pretty good tits.
Oh, they were great. But they made it seem like they were the only tits in the world.
They were great tits.
They though. Were, I guess, obviously the best that had ever come through a police academy, for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, it was, how would you like, you imagine casting that now? We're like, all right, so we're casting you purely on the size of your tits.
Yeah, good luck. You'd be on fucking.
There is no police academy sequel coming down the pipeline.
I think they keep claiming they're going to be a remake.
I think they've tried. It'd be impossible with the shit. I mean, people are getting mad about that they're forgetting about the shitty reboot of the Ghostbusters and going back to the original.
That's Reitman's kid.
Yeah, did you see people were pissed? Leslie Jones was like, "How can you do this to us, you bunch of dicks?" She was like, "This is something Trump would do." I was like, why are you making Ghostbusters 3 a fucking political statement? Are you kidding me?
Trump's involved in...
I was like, it wasn't a good movie. They're going back. It's going to be a teen girl and two teen women and two teen boys.
Oh, really? I thought it was like top secret. I didn't really look into it.
No, I think they had to reveal more because they're like, everybody chill out.
Oh, people were like
how you forget what we did? And I was like, well, it's pretty forgettable what you did.
Well, and it's like, why? They don't have to, you know? It's like...
It's a business. If it made $1 billion, you'd have 50 sequels.
Well, what's weird is
I watched the movie.
They were upset at people who were upset that they were doing a women's one. But now they're upset at people, you know?
That they're doing half men, half women.
Yeah, it's like, you can do a different one, so someone else can.
They're like, I'm not going to... She went crazy about it.
Are they going to be really? Are they going to be like kids of the original Ghostbusters?
Probably. I don't know. I mean, they have every right. They own the fucking IP, so you can make whatever the fuck you want out of it. Also, that one was so far out of the tone... It was not a Ghostbusters movie. It was just a shitty knockoff.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good movie.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
People want to dye their hair, their pubes rainbow.
We're living in a fucking... Like, if fans wanted it, you're making it for people to go pay money. People didn't want to pay money to go see it. So why are they obligated to make another one that people are also going? It's like they're almost mad that you're like, people didn't go out and... pay for it. It's such a weird entitlement now. It's just fucking odd. Like, you have to. It's almost like they're telling people, you have to go buy tickets for this.
Yeah, it's like, no.
I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, it's like...
I could just fucking sit at home and do nothing.
Yeah, it's a bizarre...
We're getting
some
weird.
Some of the stances are getting crazy.
I mean, it's still way better than it's ever been, but it's getting weirder.
Yeah, it's just... some of the stances are just so crazy. People are fighting against, like... They treat it like everyone, like we said, is on the same... But no one... Like, there's no anti-armpit hair group.
No. It's just...
You're fighting against nothing.
A lot of dudes and a lot of women don't like it. And we're entitled to that.
Yeah, and it's like... Not everyone... it's like... Just stick to who does like it.
Dude, in the same way that, like, the entertainment business has just gone into niches now, like YouTube channels have niches.
The internet just breaks everything.
Yeah,
up
so now everybody's a grievance is a niche. Grievance. It's all niche grievances. Oh, by the way, how many people are actually doing this armpit? It's such a small percentage.
Yeah, I'd say like 7 people in the U.S.
It's becoming, it's a new 1%. It's a new 1%. It's a 1% of some group forcing 99% of others to adapt to their lifestyle.
By the way, bleaching or dyeing your armpit hair is a lot like bleaching your asshole, where very few people see it. You're doing a lot of cosmetic work for like a part of your body that's not really on display that much.
You don't think all these girls are wearing like tank tops with their arms over their head walking down the street?
You're going to get tendonitis in their shoulders.
you're gonna get fucking sunburn on your armpits.
Yeah, it's like, I mean...
Dude, it's on prominent display.
I'm going to dye my chest hair.
But it really is. This is the new 1%. It's 1% of grievances forcing an entire population to adapt.
Everyone needs to accept the fact that people who are handicapped can still fuck.
Yeah, if you don't.
I might watch that guy's scene just to support him.
We should go outside of his house and protest.
You can't fuck. Stop this guy
from
fucking.
People in wheelchairs should not be allowed to fuck.
He's like, I like human touch.
No, you better not, you son of a bitch.
You lost that right.
Well, yeah, when you fell in that cheerleading accident, you lost your right to fuck.
Imagine being at that fucking thing. Like, Jesus Christ.
Dude, I saw Real Sports on there. There's a ton of fucking injuries.
They're throwing people 80 feet in the fucking air, yeah. And the people catching them aren't no real experience.
Yeah. They're not trained professionals.
No, and they're like, they're just some guys probably smoked some weed before the thing.
I wouldn't trust someone to fucking stop me from crashing into the ground.
I didn't in high school. I refused to do a trust fall. Because my brother knew some guy who did it and really fucked up his back for like his own. Yeah. And I was like, I don't trust any of these people in the fucking class.
I would never do a trust.
I said to the teacher, I'm bigger and heavier than most of the people in this class. I don't trust people to fucking catch me.
How do they
know? She gave me a bad grade. And I go, give me a bad. I'm not doing it.
It would never happen today.
Yeah, I would sue and get millions.
That's
of dollars.
Crazy though, because I don't know how you're going to fall into me. I could be knocked off balance.
Or say there's someone in the class who doesn't like this. They move out of the fucking way. I hit the ground.
Yeah,
this guy legitimately hurt his back.
Because high school kids is a joke. Drop them. I don't. Yeah, try.
I wouldn't put that.
That's bullshit. Fuck that lady.
That lady really got. She. I think I got a C or a D.
Fuck that lady. That's crazy.
Well, then my
you
whole
can't do it. Who? I don't know these people.
They're my classmates, but I don't like. I go, look at the fucking size of some of these people. This is insane. They're like stand up on this fucking platform, like high, like not high in the air, but like up.
No.
And go off backwards. And it's like, yeah, I'm good.
No way. I would never do that.
I'd rather do it at a concert because at least there somebody may try to help you.
Dude, I crowd surfed at a concert and they fucking, they were passing me. They stole my hat. And then I went up again and it might have been the same time they stole my hat. But then they fucking eventually dropped me on my fucking head.
Jesus.
So, don't be doing trust falls.
Lucky you didn't get your wallet stolen, by the way. It'd be hard to, you can't track that
down.
That's
true. I always go front pocket. Uh-oh, I revealed myself.
But you crowd surfed on your stomach.
I was crowd surfing on my back.
No, I'm saying, imagine your stomach.
Oh, no, people punch you in the balls. I've seen it happen.
Punch?
I've seen people punch people.
Punch up?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Dude, people don't give a fuck at those concerts.
In group.
This is the 90s.
The group mentality takes over and people just turn into animals.
That's what you'll see in that fire festival. It literally, people, this is, you'll watch how quickly society devolves.
Yeah.
And especially for people that aren't used to doing without luxuries.
When they're like, I deserve the luxury, not everyone else here.
It's the same guy who was like cutting tents.
Yeah, I deserve the good tent, not this guy.
You know why he did it? He didn't want other people staying near
him. He didn't want neighbors,
him.
Right?
Yeah, you fucking dickhead. Well, yeah, if you're a cheerleader too, how do you know that other guy didn't just have pizza and his hands are all greasy? You got pizza grease all over him and he fucking slides past.
Or he like has a big crush on some late, one of the women over the cheerleaders over there. He's looking at her, takes his eye off of you for a second.
Or maybe he has a crush on that lady and you've been boning her.
Say he sneezes at the wrong time and you come down.
Just fucking doesn't get a grip.
Next thing you know, you're trying to do paraplegic porno. Double P.
double P instead of double P.
Double P cock dog. But yeah, congratulations to that guy fulfilling a dream.
A dream that
it's almost like a make a wish. You don't hear I want to do gay porn and use my real name as my dream.
Dude, a dream that change.org had over 2 million signatures saying paraplegic people shouldn't have sex.
Yeah.
And he beat the odds.
There was a march. They did the march. No more wheelchair sex.
If anything, I think if you see someone in a wheelchair, you're rooting for them to have sex.
And yeah, if you can give them sex, go for it if you want to. You're like, hey, I feel, you've been through something, obviously.
That's so fucking weird.
The guy we spoke of, Davey Westy, I think allegedly had some sexual.
He's had some sex.
Some.
He's quite a bit.
Then
we're against it. We don't think people with cerebral palsy should be allowed to have sex.
Yeah.
There's people with IQs of, 15 that have babies.
What?
Not that, not Dassey low. Lower.
Is that true?
Are there people what? With lower IQs than me?
What does that even mean? I don't know what that stands for.
I thought I had the lowest IQ of all time.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I dyed my armpits rainbow.
Yeah.
Scott hates it.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's going on at Lethal Weapons?
A lot of guys in here...
They're still on hiatus?
...want me to shave my body hair, but I want to... Buck the beauty trends and
January.
I want to grow it out.
Steven and I are doing January.
Steven's been doing January for the past like decade. His beard
changes his looks constantly. It's bizarre.
Shaves that. He's bored.
Sometimes he goes like the Captain Kangaroo hair forward. Sometimes
bushy
massive beard.
Yeah. He's got nothing but time on his hands.
He has not gotten shredded yet. He's not gone to.
Dassey got. I got shredded pork for dinner.
Oh, it's really good.
I think I'm going to have it every day.
I yelled at the inmates we're putting extra spices in there. I said, stop wasting them.
You're not allowed to use those?
You're using Zatarain's rice illegally?
I saw somebody took some salt to take it back to their cell, and I stopped them. I told the guard that the salt's supposed to stay in the cafeteria, and that man ended up stabbing me with something.
Well, what'd you do? Why'd you narc on him, Brandon?
Guys are playing cards for money. It's illegal.
Even the guards are like, look, man, stop telling us stuff. We don't want to get you in trouble.
I've got a list of people this week that did things wrong. They're like, dude, get the fuck.
Other inmates are like, who told on us about the...
It was me.
He admits it.
I did?
Brandon, you're going to get killed. What are you doing? You're a rat.
No, I'm a human.
I'm a hall monitor.
Oh, I'm trying to get out early.
You're not going
to
get out. The judges hate you.
So I've been stabbed 15 times this month.
I have a lot of insulation, so I gained weight.
Yeah, good. Yeah, who's my little fat boy, Brandon? You're my little pork boy. Yeah, your little pork bun. Little pulled pork. Yeah, when I go in there, I want to squeeze your little pork cheeks.
I want to get out so I can go to Firefest.
Yeah, Brandon, it turned out to be a big debacle.
I want to get out before John Cena retires.
He's retiring next year.
I feel so sad for him and Nikki Bella.
It's like what's bothering him.
Is that true? Mom, tell me it's not true.
Yeah, they broke up. They can't make it. I don't know if Scott and I can. I mean, Scott may have murdered that girl. Who cares?
With your brother, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Well, did I admit that on the record here? These aren't being taped, are they, anymore? I gotta go. Scott's here.
Mom, yeah. Okay.
Your dad's here, Peter. Peter and I made out in the car while we're waiting to go see ya. I love him again.
The best story would be Making a Murderer 3, Barb and Peter are back together.
Scott's out.
Scott's out. She thinks he did do it. Peter's back in the picture.
Yeah.
With his bird, the birds he loves from Belize or wherever that is.
Sometimes I got to get a ride over there with Scott and
his
Barb.
Car's broken.
Yeah, it's like you're driving a 40-year-old car, dude. What are you doing?
By the way, happy birthday to Dre Day.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It was his birthday. It was on the 7th or... It was like on the 15th or something.
And Ben. You're a smart boy, Ben.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy birthday.
You're a handsome boy.
Yeah.
You're smart and you're handsome.
Ben still regrets when that Michigan gig we were supposed to do that got canceled.
Mom?
Hey, hold on! Scott's eating my pussy right now!
Jesus.
Okay.
She's moaning throughout the call. She's like, uh-huh.
It's Brandon, I gotta take this. Oh, okay, well.
Mom, do you have asthma? What's happening?
No, Scott's eating my asshole. January, I grew it out.
By the way, a bunch of you asked if we will be in Indianapolis with Steve Parmazzisi, and if we will be, it's news to me. So.
It's also news to me.
So I think that's a no.
I thought I was going to be in Denver with him. It turns out no.
So yeah, if you're waiting to see us in Indianapolis with Steve Parmazzisi, we will not be in attendance.
Yeah, probably not. I will be.
Spirit.
What is that? February 1st and the 2nd, I'll be at the renamed Storyteller Show in Salt Lake City.
John Goins, I saw on Twitter, said Utah's getting hit with that NARPOW.
Yeah, I can't wait to get some of that NARPOW under my feet. Little Sister's going to be there just by coincidence.
Who's on the show? It's you, Bert Kreischman.
Mark Norman.
Ari Schaffler.
Sean Patton. Steve Renazzisi. Ari Shaffir. And Bert Chrysler.
And isn't Abe Lincoln on there?
Abe Lincoln.
Not
is he going to be? I didn't know if that was a... a name for somebody.
I just
Brandon Dassey.
Wow. Via satellite stand-up shows?
Hey, I'm going to tell you how I murdered that. I mean,
he needs to do a TED Talk.
Yeah, what would
via
you?
Via satellite.
TED Talk.
Hey, guys. My name's not Ted. It's Brandon.
I don't know why they said it's Ted talking.
Brandon, it's just, that's what they call it.
Oh, they spliced my mom in? That's cool.
Brandon, I'm right here in the audience.
Where's that asshole Steven? I came here because I thought you'd bring Steven. I'm going to fight him.
He ruined my life. Scott. Who would you take in a Steven Avery Scott? I would take Steven Avery.
Bobby, when I'm done at this TED Talk, then I'll look up a woman with her head chopped off, okay? Steven, I know you're not allowed to be on the internet anymore.
Steven would take Scott.
Oh, without a doubt.
Steven's been doing time for like 40 years.
Dude, Scott's a pussy.
And Steven...
Even though Scott may have killed a woman, allegedly.
Steven may have, too.
That's true, too. We don't know.
They may have together.
It would be the ultimate. What if Barb, Scott, and Steven were all in on it?
I would pay $300 to see Scott and Steven Avery's fight in a cage.
Oh, yeah.
UFC rules.
Dude, I'd pay $1,000 for a front row seat.
I would pay good money. Speaking of which, you can buy tickets to see Fedor Bader in LA at the Forum.
Where, everybody's chomping at the bit for those.
Bellator.
By the way, fucking Fedor lost to Mitrione, but he got back in the tournament.
Yeah, Bellator is just kind of grasping at straws.
I am. My interest is piqued by this Professional Fighters League, these million-dollar tournaments.
What's that? I've never heard of this.
You know, the former world fucking professional fighting, whatever. We used to be on like NBC, whatever. You know where John Fitch and those guys are all? Yeah. And then they changed it to like the Professional Fighters League. Well, now they have these, I think, what's his name? 50 Cent involved in it. They have these weight class tournaments for $1 million.
Just what, like tough guy things? Or like
No, fighters? They're all pro MMA guys.
And so you win
but
a
it's just
bucks?
Like if the UFC had... had these like tournament style, pride style.
And you just make $1 million.
$1 million, you win your weight class.
And otherwise you pay $38?
No. I'm sure you probably, I don't know if you get zero, but I'm sure you get paid something. But one guy won it and then he immediately retired. He goes, I'm done with the sport. He had like 40 fights. He goes, I won $1 million. I'm good. Thank you. And I'm out of here.
Dennis Bermudez retired last night.
So oh, did he?
They're making a big deal. I mean, he wasn't like a huge name.
He's around for a while though. He fought for the title like, two or three times.
Like he was coming off four losses, and he said he wanted to win one more, and he won. He's like, I'm done.
I saw that. I saw his string of losses. I was like, whoa.
He's like, I told my kids, like, I'm going to stick around. Or like, I wanted to show them that, like, even if things are hard, you can, like, come back.
Well, I'm glad that he did. Got
win.
To do
he's
that.
He's like, I'm done.
Penn.
Hanging it up.
Penn needs to fight, like, some guy who just started.
Yeah, he needs to fight like a reporter.
He's trying to get out on a high note, but...
he just smoked some weed. By the way, congrats. Nate Diaz's baby name came out. Name I've never heard used. Nick Kayla. Tribute to his brother.
No way.
Tribute.
So does Nick Diaz has a baby? Does he have to call her Nateen?
I don't know.
I think it'd have to be like Nateen.
I don't know.
Natalie.
Nick.
Is that Natalie? No, dog. That's fucking Natalie.
Nick Kayla.
Yeah, dude.
Never. It's an interesting name.
Fucking Nick Kayla, dog. That's fucking Natalie. It's fucking, yeah, that fucking Diaz brothers fucking roll, dog.
Very interesting.
That's insane.
Nick Kayla. So weird, too, to be like, I'm having a daughter. Like, rather than just like, hey, maybe I'll have a son and name him after you. But it's odd to name someone after your brother who's still alive.
Did he fucking honor you, dog?
I'm surprised you didn't just go like Stockton. Stockton Diaz.
Stockton, I'm surprised you didn't. Stockton 209 Diaz. Yeah. How about, but you know what I bet you anything? We don't know what the middle name is. It's probably... It's what is it? Nick, wait, what?
Nick Kayla.
Nick like Kayla.
Motherfucking Diaz.
Motherfucking 209, bitch.
I
motherfucking
ain't scared, homie.
Stockton, bitch.
I ain't scared, Diaz. Homie. So, yeah, there you go. Nick Kayla Diaz.
Dude, that's crazy.
Nice tribute.
I do want to know if Nick will return the favor.
I want to know if he's met the child. He's never, I don't think, in that area. I think he's...
He's out there living the life.
In Vegas and in other areas, just kind of.
Unfortunately, things aren't going to end. Nate will be fine. And
I don't think either is going to fight anytime soon.
Yeah, I think Nate, though, will probably be all right. Nick,
I mean,
worried.
He has money. Nate has money.
I know, as long as he doesn't blow it.
Yeah. But that Connie, two fights. And I think eventually
he could make so much more money, though.
Eventually,
if he comes
back. Will do the third fight when Connie gets to the level of like.
After Cerrone, then Diaz.
I think if Connor loses again, he's going to need like a little another boost. And eventually do a third fight.
I think Connor's got three fights tops left in him.
Just had his second kid, and he's making fucking ass loads of money.
Off this drink.
Yeah.
I won't say the name of it because I don't want to promote his product. I'd rather promote Cock Dog.
It's Cock Dog Whiskey.
Cock Dog Whiskey?
Cock Dog. Seriously, the stupidest business.
Has anybody ever made an alcohol that's shaped like a dick and pours out of it? Maybe we
that's
should.
That's actually a novel idea.
Yeah.
Dick Vodka.
Yeah, Dick Vodka. Dick Whiskey.
And you just
Whiskey Dick.
Oh, and you just chug it out of there. And you tell you can't get hard anymore.
Yeah, there's got to be Whiskey Dick Vodka. Wait, Google and see real quick. Now we're going to have to edit this out because
that's true.
We are the founders of Whiskey Dick.
We need to hire a lawyer.
Hey, by the way, I know a guy who has his own distillery. Old buddy of mine.
You may need to get in touch with him.
He makes.
Guy. Do you know a glass blower who can make the fucking.
I'll blow the glass myself. I'll blow the glass blower.
The bottle's big.
I'll blow the glass blower.
The bottle's big enough.
But people say that you can't blow glass blowers, shouldn't be fucking. You know that, right? Just like paraplegic shouldn't be fucking.
Yeah. So all I'm how do I do it, though, where it doesn't just give
just
me
go,
the term?
Like Whiskey Dick brand whiskey.
Very specific. Whiskey Dick
brand whiskey.
They could sell it at Cock Dog as part of like a value meal.
Yeah,
it's like, do you want to Whiskey Dick it up? There's a Whiskey Dick cherry whiskey.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, they beat us to it.
Yeah, I figured someone probably did this 15 years, 20, the, 30
the,
years
the
ago.
The brand is called dumbasswhiskey.com.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
I wonder if it's any good.
Do we should just start a lot
it's a
of
whiskey dick personal lubricant? It's whiskey flavored lube. Ugh. Oh. Why not just pour whiskey on your? It'll probably burn.
You got the whiskey dick, isn't that the Chumbawamba song? You got the vodka dick. You got the whiskey dick.
Oh, Donnie boy.
Oh, I'll never forget when I saw him live. So I performed that little ditty live.
Alcohol penis impairment syndrome. That's the real name for whiskey dick.
Well, and all this time, I haven't been using its technical name.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, I don't drink whiskey really much.
We had a $1 million idea, and it went down the drain.
That was a $1 billion idea.
Bathtub farts.
Every high school kid in the world would fucking be drinking whiskey dick whiskey. Why haven't? Why isn't it more popular?
I don't know. Like, would guys drink it, though? Like, right? Some guys don't even like eating bananas because they're like, I don't like the...
How about pussy-dripping vodka?
Now you're talking.
It doesn't look as good probably
pussy
in blown glass.
Pussy nectar vodka.
How about I don't know.
Titty cream vodka?
Titty cream? Titty cream dement.
Or you could do titty cream ice cream and it's made with real lactated milk. Probably illegal.
Yeah, I don't think you could.
That's sell it on the black market.
Yeah.
It could be titty milk May, where you only drink milk from pregnant women.
Do we got to do something with a month coming up? If maybe May is a good one.
And have people do the hashtag, try to get it started. Yeah.
Don't cut your toenails. Don't let the pedicure industry fucking tell you how to live your life.
Slap an elderly man, April.
That could get us in some hot water.
That's true. Yeah, may not want to do that one.
Yeah, I don't know. Butthole sniffing, fucking a lot of butt. I mean, I think I've made about 50 butthole references. This I don't know what's gotten into me.
Butt plug, you Ari?
Wear a butt plug all January. People, yeah. And I think everything has to be started with people are telling you. There's people out there that don't want you to wear one.
You could do Jocktober, where you wear a jock strap over your pants for the whole.
That'd be
month.
Good. Because there's a bunch of people out there that
don't think it's cool. And people aren't taking care of their dicks in sports like they should be to raise awareness.
It's true.
For penile.
Cups are on
penile
the,
injuries.
Cups are down.
Yeah. So wear the cup over the pants. Don't be ashamed of it anymore. Why should we wear it under the garments? Yeah. We want to wear it over the garments.
How about Tidy Whitey Tuesday?
Of every month, every week, every week of the year.
People are telling you Tidy Whiteys are out. They're not cool anymore.
They're back.
Women
in.
Don't like them.
There's a thing, have you seen, where you ride public transportation in undies and like a ton of people do it. I saw like attractive women wearing
bra and panties?
Just undies. I don't know.
Where are these trains? What time? What's the schedule of these trains?
They run in LA. Now, let me see. Hold on.
Do women get mad if you look? Probably.
Yeah, like how dare you? It's like you're in your underwear.
Dude, I'm designed to look.
I bet if you're not in your underwear, they're like, you can't look, you're not in your underwear. And you're like, no, that is not
okay,
a rule.
I'll get in my underwear right now. Yeah. No problem. We're cool.
You're like, I'll get naked right now.
Dude, how about shit streak underwear? Because it's like deemed gross to have shit streaks in your underwear. So you wear shit streaked underwear.
What is this? I don't even know what I call this.
What about... Fuck. The armpit one's just so, it's...
January. It's so stupid.
Bunch of fuck nuts.
Eat a lot of starch March.
Starch March, where you get all your clothes starched?
The no pants subway ride?
In New York?
Yeah, I think so.
I call it Zoo York. It's crazy. All right, let's get out of here.
All right, everybody. Take care. Ride the subway with no undies. Check out Beach Cops.
Go to BetDSI. Use the promo code DO101.
Check out Danish and O'Neill merch if you haven't already. Boner City merch.
If you've made it this far, it's probably like six people. They're like, we've already checked that shit out.
We'll check it out.
If you're
again.
A diehard, you've probably done all that.
Get the shower curtain.
Do that. I can't wait to come on the next thing. That dude's bathroom is fucking tits.
He just got deputized.
I know. I'm going to be mailing all those out, or emailing all the badges out. Oh.
And we'll have Zach Lunch sing the official deputization song. I've made a
list. Swear him in.
I've made a list. If you want to be, we'll announce it on Beach Cops as well. But if you want us to announce your deputization, hit us up at Danish O'Neill on Twitter.
Well, we're going to have to talk about this because there's a lot.
True.
You're not on there. You're not watching. I already had a talk with DeWitt about this.
Too many deputies?
Slow down.
Okay.
Slow down.
Yeah, I apologize.
We're jumping the gun on you.
Rescinded statements.
DeWitt was talking about it. I go, no, there's people have been jumping on board. This could take like, people are going to sit through
3 hours.
Fucking 80 names going.
It turned into a high school graduation. Yeah. All right. Well, I take that back. Thank you to everyone.
We'll think of some other special stuff.
Yeah. We'll send you a goldfish.
Or you're getting the badge.
Yeah, that's true too.
So, I mean, the picture of the badge.
You can make it into a real badge if you're
that would be true.
A steelsmith.
Might make that into a t-shirt.
All right, everybody, take her easy, and here we go.
Well, it's number one bestiality podcast. There ain't no number two. Well, it's number one bestiality podcast. It's great for me and you. It's Danish and O'Neill.
Real hot peppers.
The Bushman likes a party, but kids, please don't smoke crack.